the Don and Mike Show.
The one thing the Redskins fans love, it's the quick fix.
Oh, they love change. It's like, Redskins, they're Trubisky. He's good. He's the new coach. It's Brad's great. Oh, Brad sucks. It's Jeff George. Jeff George is good. He threw one interception. No, yeah, he sucks. We need new field goal kick. He's good. Bring him in there anyway. Oh, he sucks. Redskins.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's
but
right.
Turn your radio down. Know who would you do call.
What?
Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rate women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
Oh, really?
And don't call telling jokes.
What?
Paid for by the Ernest Ainsley Outreach Partners.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it.
Can't speak.
Move to your left.
Can't speak.
Move to your right.
Can't speak.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best thing you're going
can't
to find.
Speak.
The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, persecuted. And nailed to a cross. He died for your sins. You may know him as Jesus Christ. Once again, I'm proud to say I know him as Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
What do you say,
fans? Mike?
Yes, Rob.
You know who that is over there?
Who's that?
That's another satisfied customer. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ron Jeremy and all the ships at sea. Hey, say hi to two handsome, stunning faggots. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Hi, Geronimo and Michael.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Coast to coast and nationwide, Ron and Mike Show. Coming to you via the auspices of Westwood One. I'm sure by now you've heard the reports that the stock market has gone back up.
Uh-huh.
But I'm here to tell you that you can still buy a package of gum for more than it costs one share of Westwood One stock.
A pack of gum now, huh?
But that's our network. That's our story. We're sticking it to it. We're sticking it to you. We're sticking to it. It's a new episode on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
December 5. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Thank you, Timmy. 877-365-3636. 877-365-3636. What can we say?
Welcome to my world.
Oh, yes, indeedy do. Welcome to our wonderful world.
Oh, God.
Won't you come on in?
This will be my final show, as I'll be moving to Hollywood after the show.
Ah, yes. You're going to take up that acting career.
Yes, that's right. Phone has been ringing off the hook today.
How many offers, conservatively, have you received since the debut last night?
Well, step into my heart. There's spelling.
Right.
And,
Bochco.
Yeah, Bochco. And, who's the people who did, Roseanne? It's Casey and,
Rusty Warner.
All I know is they're all built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Yes, actually, not a,
Not a friggin' phone call.
Stephen J. Cannell.
Not, not a phone call. But I did make it on camera last night.
I think you looked good.
Mm-hmm. On King of Queens. Thank you.
You didn't get ripped off, and that's the most important thing. You got your place there. You got your scene, and it wasn't muddled up or mucked up at all.
No, it wasn't like when we had been on before and we had been extras just sitting in the back, you know, having lunch or walking through a scene.
Right, exactly.
I was actually there, and here it is for infamy, everybody. My 19 seconds on King of Queens.
All right, look, Spiro, I'm not going to tell anybody you're gay, okay?
Thanks, Doug. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Hey, Doug.
Thanks.
Oh, okay.
All right, man.
Okay, there you go.
Gotcha.
Oh, you are looking good.
Oh, man.
Just in the face, I got to go somewhere not gay.
There I was.
That was your moment right there.
Heffernan, you are looking good, but then I had...
I mean, you lead all the guys. I didn't realize. You lead all the UPS guys that are playing the practical joke on Heffernan. You lead them from the back.
And then I had more quality time with the telephone.
Which was my personal favorite, and you know why. Because that's when you were really acting. And that's
right.
What I love. You know, when you're sitting there with your mouth agape,
with the
phone at your ear.
I knew I looked like a moron when Mike said, run that back again.
Yeah,
run that back again.
You know, the thing that's great is you enjoy it as much as I do.
No, I know I was a giant mook on that show last night.
But you're lying. Your line was good. Your line was fantastic.
And what can I say? That Leah Remini came through.
Yes,
you know, if you didn't have the golf thing going that weekend, you could have been out there with me wearing that awful brown uniform.
Hopefully, your performance will ensure that perhaps, you know, we'll get another shot.
But you know what the highlight was?
What?
Beyond the fact that, and I realize it in the big scheme, it's no big deal, no big whoop to be on TV for 5 seconds to have one line on a TV show, although I enjoyed it, obviously. I enjoyed, at the end, the credits.
Mm-hmm. The credits are hysterical.
Seeing my name, my real name, given as an actual player. And they didn't do like they normally do, where they fly by them so quickly that you can't read them.
You got a real Hollywood credit there.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
I loved it. So anyway, that's it. It's
congratulations.
Good job.
It's over. And to answer the question, not one person has called to offer me a movie, a miniseries.
Yeah, you give it time. Spelling will be on the line.
Listen, not even Quinn Martin has called.
Yeah, for your detective show.
Quinn Martin production.
Cannon, Mannix.
Yeah.
Barnaby Jones.
Remember that where they would come down with the big metal hammer and go 7?
That's Mark 7.
Mark 7.
Oh, that's a Mark 7 production.
Mark 7 production.
Dragnet and
Jack
such.
Webb on Mark 7.
Oh, that was Jack Webb?
Yeah, so that would have been Dragnet Emergency.
Here he goes. Here he goes. It's starting to bleed out of his right ear.
Can't help it!
All right, well, listen. Let me take some calls. I know people want to tell me what a load I am. And then we'll move on to our real lead story today, which is the return of the Secret Sound.
Yay. Yes, for Christmas, right? This is the Christmas Secret Sound game?
Yeah, very special edition. Let's go, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Aldo E. Miguel.
Yes, hello.
In from New York.
Well, hello, welcome.
Listen to you every night in the four-hour delay.
Thank you, appreciate it.
And luckily you got on the air just like an hour before the show came on. And I have to say, you did a good job, and I saw pictures of you in the adult diaper. And you look the same.
Well, thank you. There's a...
Yes, it was a...
Okay, terrific.
There is the first glowing review.
What was that? Did he turn the radio up or something?
I don't know.
You got to listen to O&A.
Oh, he had O&A on in the background. Right. All right.
So that's the first amount of love.
Yeah, and I knew I'd get a lot of love today, and I'm ready for it. Frankly, I'm ready for it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you fat son of a bitches.
Hey, you stupid bastard.
What's up, you... Oh, on the air. Hey, guys. Don, you were beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
See, there's real love.
I mean, I never knew you were that beautiful. I'm out here in California. Don't get to go to your shows, but my God, what a sexy man.
What are you, a homo? Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, you look like a young Lee Marvin.
Hey, that's a compliment.
There you go.
The compliments are coming fast and furious.
I like that. I think that's
wagon number two is on its way.
Young Lee Marvin.
All right, Jesus Christ.
That's a good one. I like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Saw you on the show last night, Don, and you look good.
Well, listen, I am frankly surprised, and I believe I will stop taking calls on this topic right now.
That's good. It's good to leave while it's positive.
Yeah, leave while it's positive.
Well,
thank you.
You
look good, and don't listen to the other jerks.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
I was mainly happy that I actually had a line on television.
Well, I tell you, what I was looking for was the way they treated you. And obviously, they put you in a prime location. You let all the other guys with the bit parts out there. You were the point man. And then you got to linger during the scene and go over and make that phone call.
And as Frida pointed out to me, lots of quality time for my bald spot last night on TV.
I didn't notice that.
Didn't notice it either.
You were facing forward.
No. Watch the tape when I'm on the telephone.
Oh, really?
Watch
the tape. You kind of turned sideways a couple of times?
I actually turned with my back to the camera for a moment.
Okay.
And said, there it is.
You know, what is it about that show that finds your bald spot whenever we go out there?
I think no matter where I am, they'll find my bald spot.
Well, like, I'm looking at you right now, and I look at you for 4 hours every day. I never get a whiff of that
you
bald
spot. You just see
spot.
Me from the front, though.
That's the idea.
Take a look, okay?
There it
is.
How you
doing? Yes. There it is. It's not a pretty thing, Mike.
Yeah, we've been working together a long time.
And I used to say it's egg-shaped, and listen, that is frankly an insult to the hens of the world.
Actually,
that
is, it's resembling more of those ballot-sized pancakes now. That's what it is.
It's a pancake-sized bald spot that I have, actually. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dust off that mantle, because you're going to get the best guest actor Emmy, honey.
There you go. Well,
listen to this.
More love, more Quan coming in.
Thank you.
And also, can I just say one more thing? Rob A., congratulations on your baby coming. Are you going to name it Damien or Reagan?
Well, I can answer for Rob. I already know that if it's a boy, they will name it Adolf. Adolf Spiewak.
And a girl, Ava.
That's right, and I'd like to thank her for her love, but obviously you misunderstand, ma'am. I'm not into Satan, so it's not Damien
Reagan.
No, you are
Satan, honey.
You missed the joke.
No, she just said you are Satan, Rob.
Really?
Yes, that's what she said to you. She might have had it right.
Maybe in tribute, if it's a girl, name it after her.
No.
You're so original. Can you come up with a new misogynistic term for women?
Bitter. She's taking it to you, Rob.
Well, you know, classic
whore. You're so boring and so over.
What'd you say, Rob?
It's a classic whore. She deserves a classic word.
You are so over with that whore.
No, I want to tell you, we love it.
I know you love it. It's funny. I'll admit it. But
we're not sick of it at all.
It's a little bit overdone.
No, it's done just about right.
And you never say anything to men like,
ooh, you know what? It might be ripe for another. There might just be room.
Hey, listen, we do plenty of ball busted of guys when they call the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We just, right. You know, that's Rob's little territory there.
I know, that's all he can do. It's like one trick pony.
That's it, darling.
Thank you.
That and bringing
there's
the
one thing you would excel at, too, right?
Huh?
You right. Excel at one particular thing, too, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you would be my first choice because you're so appealing.
Who anticipated this?
All right, Rob, you want to give it to her face? You want me to hang up on her?
Oh, please, I'm ready for it. Oh, I'm so scared. Whore.
Wow.
That is so effective.
Leave her wanting.
He wants it too bad. Just hang up.
Okay. I don't all want right. it.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
She's gone. Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Big flashing light C.
Just the big letters C.
Yeah, like on the Las Vegas Strip.
There
when
it
they
is.
Spell a word out in 100 watt bulbs. Just a big gleaming neon C.
Hey, you watch Wayne Newton on the E! True Hollywood Story the other night?
No.
Yeah, they had
how
Wayne
great
Newton.
Was that?
Well, it was fantastic.
Talk about his lawsuit.
Did they have him talking about when Johnny Carson called him a fag or something?
No, I didn't see that part, but it was, he was talking about his the love of his life, and then they talked about all the bad times when he filed for bankruptcy and
bad investors. You know,
Wayne, there are givers and there are takers, Rob.
Is he a giver?
Wayne's a giver.
Well, yeah. Come over. I'm making pasta. It's Dean Martin's recipe.
That's great. What is that movie? That is
Vegas Vacation,
which was his turning point in his career when he
made fun of himself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don Mike?
Hey, hi.
Buzz, Rafi. Hey.
Hello?
All right, this is your Jamaican friend from Baltimore.
The Jamaican friend. Hi, Jamaican friend.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to your appearance last night again.
Yes.
But not you. I mean, you were good, but I think Leah was better, especially in that second scene.
Oh, Leah was very hot last night on that show.
As always.
You saw her rear? Oh, man.
Her rear. I love it when it's really good. I haven't heard it called a rear in a long time.
Her turd splitter.
She has a very nice rear end.
Her log cutter.
Beautiful.
No, she is a beautiful woman, there's no doubt.
Yeah, but I mean, she was great last night. Excellent.
Okay, thank you, my Jamaican friend.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. He's back there with his pants around his ankles.
Well, she's going to be calling at some point today, and I'll be able to give her the great news that the power of this show has come through.
Yeah, what was their rating last
night? And given King of Queens their highest rating of the year.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Last night, 9.6 million viewers, household, and they got a 15 share.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
So they won their time slot.
That's excellent.
In fact, it's the best performance of the year.
Wow.
Now, last night, when it came down
from the high of viewing my 19 seconds on TV, everything went back to normal. I retreated back to my cave to watch the NFL shows. My family went on to do whatever they do.
You know what? I have to give you congratulations. I will bring it up first for you because I noticed today when I received my email from Jeff from Tech Radio.
Tony Gonzalez!
Your tight end came through for you and you won your game. And does that mean you move ahead of Broyhill?
Yes, I can say officially the fantasy juggernaut continues. As
Charlie Broyhill, would you like to come in and congratulate Don on his victory last night?
I finished the season at 13-1 going into the last game.
That's great. That's just one more victory.
Was losing last night. Broyhill's out getting his lunch.
I see.
He doesn't care.
But you're not willing. Well, come in here. Don't just talk to us on the headphone monitor.
Come on in, Charlie. I like to see you.
Come in for a second. Yeah, Mike's absolutely right. Come in and congratulate me on having the best record in our fantasy football league this year.
He hasn't come in yet.
Come on, Dad.
Come on, Charlie.
He keeps talking to me. Can you hear him when he talks to
I
headphones?
Can't hear that.
Can.
That's not piped into me. You can hear it, and I want to be able to hear that. Here he comes. Can we? No. Why even ask?
What do you want to be piped into your headphones?
Right. Like that'll happen, you know?
No more distractions for you.
Yeah, that's right. No keyboard, nothing piped into my headphones.
Yeah, poor Mike has a computer in front of him. But he's not allowed to have a keyboard.
They took the keyboard.
You told me to move it.
I know, like I don't know that happened. I don't have any distractions right now. I have my water and my feet up, and that's all.
A good picture of John Madden.
Yes, I have my little screensaver, and it's really tough for me to focus.
All right, well, I'm ready. Ready for the congratulations.
I think I said that to you on the phone this morning when we were speaking one-on-one.
But how about a public congratulations?
No.
Of course. Okay, thank you. And if I haven't mentioned, nice haircut.
Thank you.
Nice haircut.
Thank you. Nice belt.
Nice what?
Belt.
Belt?
Belt. Belt. Well, let me see your belt.
You
what's the matter with
you? Can't see my belt. I got a pullover over my belt.
Right.
What about the belt?
He
didn't have a comeback.
Oh. His belt.
From his gay lumberjack haircut.
That's all right.
Which is helped by the flannel shirt today. What are you enjoying for lunch?
Tuna salad.
I can
chili.
Smell that. Tuna salad and
wow. And chili.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, come in and do your duty later.
They probably won't have a lot of sound to them.
Well, just you talking about it.
Oh, you got Mike ready for one? Okay, here we go. Here we go. That's a plenty good one.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Lots of personality in that one.
Thank you. Oh, you better believe it.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Thank you very much.
They sponsor our farts even through the holidays. Listen, last night. Anybody else who watched the Monday Night Football game, and I know I had to be in the minority because who wants to watch friggin' Kansas City and dumbass New England?
I'm getting more boring than
But I did watch because I had a player going in the game, and I watched those stupid games anyway, no matter who's playing, if I got a guy going or not. Last night, I thought Dennis Miller, without a doubt, was sharper, funnier, and more into it than I have heard him all year long.
Good.
A couple of things that he said, and I'm not talking about him being funny where stuff goes over people's heads.
Right.
It was like he was spontaneous, spur of the moment, top
of
his
head. Again.
Yeah, stream of consciousness stuff. At one point, some guy for the Patriots runs the ball back, and Al Michaels says,
he's a graduate of South Dakota.
And Dennis Miller says, well, gee, that's cool. Do you think that they pass more or rush more? And nobody laughed.
Of course.
A little Mount Rushmore
joke. Nobody laughed. I thought it's funny.
It is.
I thought it's funny. Then a guy named Mike Cloud for Kansas City returns a kickoff about 50 yards, and Dennis Miller says, man, that's one serious return. You know, like a serious, serious cloud.
Like
a serious cloud.
And you were digging on the Dennis Miller last
night. And I'm telling you, in that booth, I mean, it was like he's dropping these great jokes.
Right.
And they were not like jokes about Henry VIII and all crap you can't understand.
Right.
I mean, like, I sat there for 5 minutes chuckling, do you think they pass more or rush more?
That's good.
And Al Michaels' response was,
I don't know, Dennis.
He doesn't get it.
He does not get it.
They got to put a guy in there that gets what Dennis does. But, I mean, Al Michaels isn't going anywhere.
I thought he was very funny last night. Funnier than I'd seen him all year long.
Maybe it's more relaxed. Maybe they told him to tweak it up, too.
Well, at one point, Dan Fouts complained to him and said, Dennis, what, did you have a cup of coffee before the game tonight? and Dennis Miller said, as a matter of fact, I did, Dan-o. And I'm all over it tonight. I can't stop myself. I mean, it was really great, and it's what exactly... Why I think they hired Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football, because that was a crap game
right
between two suck-ass teams.
Yeah, and that's when he's at its best, because yep, he can fill all the dead spots.
Yeah, he was really fantastic.
But, you know, what do you think the deal is going to be with Dennis Miller? Because, I mean, the ratings have not been over the top for Monday Night Football.
Oh, they're bringing him back.
You think they're going to bring him back?
Yeah, I think they've announced they're bringing him back.
Yes.
Although, you know, generally if somebody gets a public vote of confidence...
Then it's just a couple of weeks before he's out of there.
It normally means they're out. And Melissa Stark looked so hot. You know what we need, Rob?
Yeah.
We need that new Playboy, because in the new edition of Playboy...
Gabrielle Reese.
They have a poll in which they want you to vote on the hottest sports babes on TV, and they're going to try to convince the vote-getter to come and pose nude or semi-nude in Playboy. You got that, Buzz?
I have the nominees.
Okay, and they are?
Inga Hammond, Sports Night of CNNSI.
She's not that hot. She's a blonde with a big nose.
Melissa Stark, Monday Night Football, ABC.
Oh, she looked so good last night. I want to tell you something. If she didn't have a little boy's body... If she didn't have, like, Macaulay Culkin's body, she'd be the hottest woman on TV.
Bonnie Bernstein, the NFL on CBS.
Yay, Bonnie!
Yeah.
You know we love her. She's our whore. We love her.
Summer Sanders, NBA Inside Stuff on NBC.
I don't watch that.
No.
Pam Oliver, NFL on Fox.
Pam Oliver's not a bad-looking girl.
She's hot. Jillian Barbieri, NFL on Fox.
Now, that's the girl I'd like to see
she's
naked.
She's the Playboy lady.
Yeah.
Lisa Guerrero, Fox Sportsnet.
Never heard of her.
Angie Arlotti, Fox Sportsnet.
Never heard
of her.
Some
of these are regional. Jill Arrington, the NFL Today on CBS.
Oh, if that's the girl who does college football...
I think it is.
She might be the hottest girl of all who broadcast sports.
What's her name, Buzz? Arrington. It's Jill Arrington, I guess.
Ooh. Jill Arrington, hot. Blonde hair, big boobs.
All right.
And 10th and finally, Hannah Storm of NBC Sports.
Oh, please. Come on.
She's on the list.
That's got a mouth you want to put a fish hook in. I mean, why not just put Robin Roberts on that list?
Would it be great if they had a poll now of news babes, too? I'd like to see a poll.
Maybe they'll do that next.
Why not put Shelley Smith on that list? Jesus.
More and more women getting into the business.
Mm-hmm. And where was Susie Colbert? Susie Colbert's kind of hot for ESPN.
I think Susie Colbert's very hot.
Well, I would definitely...
In a petite gymnast sort of way.
I would vote for that, the weather girl on Fox.
Barbieri.
Yeah, Jillian Barbieri.
Oh, man. I'm thinking of all the TV babes now. News and sports.
And I bet of all those women that they named, since most of those girls, like Bonnie Bernstein, who's a friend of the show, you know, sadly she considers herself to be a journalist and not just a piece of ass.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she wouldn't pose for Playboy, but of all of those that Buzz just mentioned, I would bet that Jillian Barbieri...
Mm-hmm.
would be the one who would do it.
How about Candy Crowley?
She might. Oh, please. If there's a God.
Is it Kathy Crowley or Candy?
Candy.
Candy Crowley.
Yeah.
Jillian Barbieri?
Barbary.
B-A-R-B-A-R-I.
Thank you.
Jillian Barbieri.
Barbieri, because I screwed that up when we had her on the show.
Well, everybody knows that when she's on Fox doing the weather. Jesus, who cares about the weather? They just dress her up in skimpy outfits.
And what's the name of that? It's Arrington. I'm going to look. I'm going to watch actually college football this season.
She's hotter than the weather girl on Fox.
Really?
Yeah. She could be like a porno star.
Wow.
That's how hot she is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I had a class today at my school, and the speaker...
Yes?
...is the old Cassandra from the show.
You mean that witch? You mean
the transsexual?
Yes.
She was a speaker? What community college was it?
It's University of Maryland. It was for a human sexuality class.
Oh. And she was a speaker?
She was the speaker.
Did she talk about transsexualism?
Yeah, she explained her operation and...
I think that speaks much more to the standards of the University of Maryland than it does to Cassandra, who used to be on the show sometimes. And when we had it on, it was a preoperative... transsexual, right?
I believe so. He had boobs.
But he still had his twig and berry.
Right, exactly.
And yeah, then, he said he got it done in 1989.
Did he bring a picture of him in the Navy with his beard?
Yes, yes, he did.
He did.
I forgot about
that. And listen, that counts as college credit at the University of Maryland.
University of Maryland. You know, I would have really thought that that would be an AU lecture. A much more American University-style lecture.
Hello, Don and Mike. Or as you first said, NOVA.
Yeah, NOVA, like, Northern Virginia Community College.
Right. Hello, or as we like calling it, 13th grade. Hello, Don and Mike. Aw, oh, crappy cell phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hey,
What an idiot.
Oh, please.
What an incredible idiot.
Jackass.
You know, he finally processes how to do it.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method.
He's confounded us. We were going to call him back. He said something we had to delete out.
Right. He may have confounded us, but he was born confounded.
Mike, I think I might have something.
For him?
Hey, let's do it.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Now you're putting too much pressure on me.
No.
I can't do it now.
No, and that's not enough.
A wonderful visual for Rob.
Yeah, you know, at some point we could have that happen.
I believe for the first time ever. We both put the microphones to our ass.
We did indeed, and that would be something, a little duet.
I know neither of those were sponsorable, but I got a great idea for your next publicity picture.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, there's no way you can go with Joe Arrington over Melissa Stark. I'm sorry. The woman just looks inbred.
Who, Jill Arrington?
Yeah. Come on.
Jill Arrington.
Hold on.
Listen.
If I had my keyboard, I could put Jill Arrington into the computer and get a picture of her.
No, she's
Check her out.
Hey, Buzz, can you get Jill Arrington up there?
I'll get on that.
He'll never be able to do it. Just let me describe her to you.
Just go to a little search engine and put Jill Arrington in there. I bet he doesn't.
I bet he doesn't. How much you want to bet?
I'll bet my keyboard back.
I ain't bent your keyboard back. Even the flow of this show going is more important to me than...
Yeah, I know. Because I was just staring at it for all 4 hours. So, come on, how about a bet? How about a bet, huh?
Not for the keyboard.
Come on.
I'll bet you something else. The next important bet we have, I'll bet you your keyboard on the next major bet that we have.
Okay, very good, very good.
And that's a promise.
All right, good.
Absolutely a promise. But I'm telling you, she's hot. She's got a real pretty...
Blonde?
Model-like face. Blonde hair.
You know, it's always so subjective with women. And this guy, you think she's a dog?
I mean, she's not bad. I mean, she's tolerable, but, you know. She's a fox.
She has, listen, this girl on CBS.
I don't think Melissa Stark's all that hot.
She has, the girl on CBS has real tick bits. And the girl on Monday Night Football, she has real tall Smiths.
Right.
You get what I mean? One of them's got
Saul. Wow. Tall Smiths.
Yes, and the other one has
Tall Smiths.
And the other one has
Tig bits.
Yes, Tig bits. Thank you, Robbie. Hold on. I need to play in Leah Remedy here because Leah's calling right now. I'm sure to offer me some kind of a regular role on King of Queens. Yeah, the Letterman introduction, please.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8, right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Is. Hello, darling.
Hi, sweetie.
The girl who made my dream come true last night.
Here she is.
Went for between 19 seconds and 2 minutes.
My little shining star.
I was there on TV and...
My shining star.
Owe it to you, Leah.
You were so wonderful.
You made it happen.
He is thrilled beyond words.
Yeah?
Yes, I am.
Oh, he's excited. Good. We're all excited.
And you know what's the funniest part was watching my name in the credits at the end.
There you go.
I'm sure for you...
Cute, kitten?
What?
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, for you, someone like you, it happens all the time.
Right.
But it never has happened for me. That normally when they get to the credits part,
sure,
that's when we leave the room. But right. I actually made Friedman Bart sit in last night in the cave with me and watch the credits.
It was cool.
It was damned exciting. And,
funny.
And listen,
you get good ratings. People really watch for you, baby.
Oh, and here you go.
Yeah.
King of Queens.
Yeah.
9.6, that's your household number, 9.6 million viewers, and... A 15 share, which wins the time slot last
year. Bravo! Hey. How about that, huh?
Thanks to you guys.
Oh, I like that. That's
you were so worried about that dumb show on NBC, Tittens.
Kittens.
That show got a...
How
horrendous is that?
That got a 5.2. It got beat by Fox.
How horrendous is that show?
It's the worst. Listen.
It's not even good bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like a bad soap opera.
Right. It, like Melrose Place was like you kind of got into it for a while. You know what I mean?
Because it was
this
so bad.
This is not even the level of bad to good enough to watch.
Well, listen.
You know what I mean?
You guys, you continue to dominate your time slot. They beat that dumb Boston Public show. They beat the 2020 show last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, thank
right?
you, baby.
And, well, no, thank you, baby, because I loved it. I loved getting done with the show, rushing home, sitting my family down in front of the TV, and making them watch me.
That's it.
And it was a great thrill, Leah, and it was because of Y-O-U.
No.
No.
Honey, I wish we could have done more for you.
Listen, you want to
and we will. As we get more power on the show, which maybe might happen next season.
Oh, wow. That's
we'll
that's
be able to pull a little bit more weight.
Well, I was definitely happy with that morsel.
And get you a pivotal scene.
Well, I was happy with
and
the morsel.
And maybe Mike could grace us with his presence.
You know I will be there.
Okay.
I will be there no matter what. No matter
good.
What happens in my life.
Well, listen.
I could come down with a terminal illness and I will still be there.
Right. We just hope that Tiger Woods is nowhere to be found. Because then we can pretty much assume you're not coming.
Yeah, but how about my wife buying all that stuff on your website?
Your wife is a doll and I sent her a thank you card. Did she not receive it?
Yes, she did. And I thank you for sending the thank you card. But, I'm pulling out all the trump cards.
Listen, if we're going to play... You know, if we're going to play this game with Leah,
right.
My wife bought the stuff first.
Yes, she did. Yes, absolutely.
She did.
How much did your wife spend on Leah's site?
$500.
Yeah. Actually,
did she really?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Actually, more than that. But in our defense, we sent her some free stuff.
Yes, they sent free stuff.
Yes.
But my wife also bought you that dog thing.
She really did.
Yes.
Hey,
she did.
You were on the show. I'm just defending myself over here, you know.
I know you
I'm
are.
Just defending
nothing
the Tiger
to defend,
Woods.
Honey. We all appreciate the business at JackieandLeah.com.
Thank you very much.
And there's your plug for JackieandLeah.com.
Okay.
So listen, Miss Big TV Star.
Yes, my love.
What can I say? You're the greatest. And I want to say something now publicly with you listening.
What?
That Greg Garcia can just... Eat my bung.
Absolutely.
You know, is that your little friend that used to work there?
Yeah, he's the...
Did he not come through?
No,
dear?
No, yeah, you're right. You know what? On the show, yes, dear, I was in fact given...
And I told you he was BS, did I not?
You did.
I called it. I said, your friend is BSing.
You called it.
Yes, you did.
And I only know this because that I can't say BS because I heard about your little thing. So I know I can't say BS.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Somebody else, another TV star, said.
You can't be like Patricia Heaton.
Right.
Hold on, Charlie just came in.
He wanted you to come out December 20th, but since you had that procedure being done, you couldn't do it.
Oh, well, why doesn't Mike go out and do it, Doug?
I'm not going to be in town.
I have vacation.
I have to have an operation.
What are you talking about, Charlie?
Well, apparently, Greg Garcia does want us to come out there, but
he does.
I can't because I have to have an operation in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I just
why?
Heard,
what
I just
you,
heard
what
about
are
it.
You operating on?
It's a kidney thing.
Is it a serious thing, honey?
No, it's nothing. Although, listen, if it
Leah, let me put it to you.
If it would make you like me more than Mike, then let me tell you that yes,
yeah.
Leah, let me put it to you this way.
What?
Yeah, you might want to call before we leave on our vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, you really might want to call.
Okay.
No, Leah, things are not. I've seen the reports.
It's serious. It's serious enough. I got to go in the hospital.
Honey.
Yeah, you know I only got one. You know that?
Honey.
I only got one.
Well, come on. Are you messing with me?
Yeah, he's faking it. It's all fixed.
F you, Mike. I would not lie about that.
All right, then we're going to talk on a more serious note, not now. Because
okay. Yeah, perhaps we should have a personal conversation.
We absolutely that. Should, because I want to know about this.
And hey, Charlie, I will not go on that Greg Garcia show until I get a chance
because
to make it up to Leah.
It was an empty promise, and he knows you can't come December 20th. It's right before everybody wraps their shows.
I agree.
He's full of crap.
I agree. I think it's a crap thing that he's doing.
He's full of crap.
The week
what's
before,
the name of the show
week
he's
before
doing?
Christmas.
His name of the show is Yes, Dear.
Oh, right.
What about after the first of the year?
That's what we're working on.
Okay.
Right, so what does he make it happen? And mark my words, you're going to be an extra. I'm telling you.
Well, listen.
You're going to be an mark my friggin' words.
I'm loyal to this girl.
Extra.
I'm loyal to this girl right here.
Me
this,
too.
Okay.
This girl made
me
it happen.
Too. Total loyalty. In fact, I'm not only loyal to her, I owe her. That's the way I'm looking at it, because I didn't come out the first time.
You actually do owe me, because you took Tiger Woods over.
I did.
You
and
need to meet him.
And Leah, I promise to you, I will make it up to you.
You need to meet him, Mike. I can't believe you even hoard yourself for for not even meeting him.
Well, I mean, I was standing next to him.
Hey, Leah, let me ask
so
you.
So what?
Hold on. I want to ask you about this Patricia Heaton.
What?
Did some muckety-muck at CBS ever call you and ask you how you were treated on our show?
Called me.
Okay, because here's the deal. This, you know, Patricia Heaton, we have her on the show.
Right, I heard the whole story.
All right, okay, so we're doing a, you know, and listen to
ridiculous.
This.
Ridiculous.
They call us up and they say she can only talk for 8 minutes.
She has an 8-minute window.
An 8-minute window.
150 interviews.
And she's on a freaking car phone, and we start off by saying, you know, hey, you're the hottest mom on TV. It was nice ass-kissing.
Right.
We go into the sex quiz. We say to her, you don't have to answer if you don't want
right.
to.
Yeah, before
that's
we gave her the sex quiz, Leah, you've heard the sex quiz, and before
yes.
we did that, you know, we said, you know, if you don't want to answer any of these
questions, don't answer.
So then she starts giving us a lecture about how kids are listening to the show and how can we do this type of radio. Then she drops the S-bomb.
Yeah, so this is BS.
So then I have to delete her out, and I say, listen, you can't say that. And then she says, well, if you can ask me these questions, I can say it. She says it again. We have to take her off the air. And then she says she's going to call Les Moonves, and she's going to call...
Les is not going to be bothered with
and she's going to call Uncle Mel.
I got to go. They're yelling at me.
Oh,
Kevin, the King of Queens is on set.
All right, but please, if you speak to...
Can I call you back?
Yes, if you speak to Patricia Heaton, please just tell her to eat one.
I'm not going to tell her that.
Yeah,
I don't understand why she would do the show. No one's going to be offended listening to the show. They listen to the show to be offended.
Hey, real quick, let me tell you, this is not, you know, this is a publicist's fault. This really is.
Publicist should kiss your ass.
No, but listen, hold on. She's been on our show before, and as a matter of fact, we have a tape of her where she's...
I love Patricia, but that was just weirdness. I got to...
Do you want to... Hey, Leah,
I'll call you back.
Hold on. Do you want to hear the tape of when she called you a little...
Yeah, but I got to call you back.
She called you a little bitch.
She didn't call me a bitch.
I swear to God she did.
Oh, I'm calling you back.
All right.
We're talking.
All right, not this time. It was one time before.
Oh, no, we're talking.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Bye, Leah.
Bye.
All right, thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
TV star Leah Remini.
We always get so competitive when she's on the phone, don't we?
We do. God damn it.
Well, you know, I'm defending myself because I'm racked with guilt over that. I really am that I didn't do that. How does she know I didn't meet Tiger Woods? How the hell does she know that? How does she remember that?
Maybe you
called
her.
She's got like a Rob. She's got a, well, she, somewhere along the line, somebody told her, and she's got that kind of Rob Spiewak brain where she remembers that stuff.
Well, I know I didn't tell her. I know that I would be...
It might have come up
first.
We'll
just been accused, but I didn't tell her. When I was out there that weekend, I remember telling her, listen, we heard you on TV that morning that it was
right.
such an important deal to you.
Yeah, it was.
To be the announcer during the President's Cup.
It wasn't. You know, the JackieAndLeah.com thing didn't mean a thing. So, you know, I hope we get another crack at it. I really do.
Although, listen, I would love the opportunity. Maybe I get Leah to call me when I'm in the hospital.
Yeah.
Would that be great?
Maybe you get Leah to visit you when you're out in the hospital.
Oh. No, she doesn't fly. You know, she doesn't fly.
Just remember, hide that basket I'm going to send you.
Yeah, I know. Mike has already told me he's going to be sending me the traditional holiday gift.
Oh, that's nice.
Some nice porno. Some nice porno when I'm
underneath
in the
fruit.
Right. With a note that says, look under the fruit.
Right.
And that'll get my copy of, like, Big Butts and Jugs.
Cool.
All right, well, thank you, Leah. And thank you, everybody, for watching that show last night. King of Queens got a great rating.
Congratulations.
And we do sincerely appreciate it. Oh, you know what I want to do? We got to do a break. Again, a million things going on today. I want to give you a heads up about The Secret Sound, which is back.
Good.
Yay. For Christmas.
The Christmas version of The Secret Sound.
Okay, we got a couple of weeks of shows left. We're going to try to give away some dough here now with the Secret Sound.
Cool.
Every time we play Secret Sound, it's worth $500. I will tell you that all of the Secret Sounds that we have for you as we head towards the holiday season are Christmas / Hanukkah / Kwanzaa related.
All right.
Very good. Okay. So having said that, here is your free listen, an absolute 100% free listen on holiday Secret Sound number one. There it is. It could not be simpler. It could not be easier. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes.
Here it is again. There it is.
It's a typical Spiewak sound.
Rob and I agonized.
Same goddamn tone that every sound we've ever had is.
I want to tell you something. He presented me today with, we had a meeting and decided he was going to tape some sounds. He presented me with five today.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them I thought were impossible.
Right.
This was the easiest one.
Wow.
Here it is again. A simple holiday sound. You got a guess? You don't even have to write it down. You can just say it out loud if you got one.
Scotch tape. So pedestrian.
I'm excuse me. Excuse me, Alex Trebek. I don't know. I'm not privy to what the secret sound is.
Is that what you had too, Buzz?
I had tape dispenser.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do is go in the tape dispenser.
Okay. Right.
Although, listen, you know what? The sneaky bastard did have one.
Sure.
That involved tape.
But, how did he mask it?
Okay, but the one that
get
he...
Get it? How did he mask it?
But what he had was taking one of those tape dispensers, one of those plastic ones, mm-hmm. taking it apart and putting a new spool of tape inside.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which is what everybody does, Rob. They go down to the local convenience store and buy the new spool of tape.
Well,
and that's right after they cut their English muffins in thirds.
Look at it. That's what he loves. That was one of them that he laid on me today.
They'll never get this. And then he's crushed when somebody actually wins.
Well, I said to him, I said, we got 2 weeks to go. No one's going to get that one.
Tape dispenser coming together. Great sound. And also, if you're watching your pennies around the holidays, you don't need to buy a new tape dispenser.
You don't need to go out and actually just buy the 79-cent Scotch tape.
No, what you do is you buy the dispenser, and sometimes you find some tape laying around the office.
All right, here it is again. One more. It's a freebie for you. That is the holiday secret sound, and we'll offer $500 if you know what it is.
Is it Rob's giant foot crushing down onto a snow-covered walkway?
Be the 100th caller now. Phone number 877-365-3636. First shot at the money coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy... Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody, excuse me, I have to interrupt this tape. Listen up for an emergency message from my ass.
Oh.
That's sponsorable.
But not
it
as
was
good
disappointing
as I
to you personally, wasn't it?
Oh. I thought I
when you interrupt something to do it.
You smelling that, Rob?
Yeah.
Egars.com.
Very good.
Sorry. Back to our bumper. Radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out. Just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't f*** with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And God bless America. God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know what I just realized? Goulet's back for the holidays.
Hey, Robert Goulet.
I almost forgot about that. My favorite part of the Secret Sound game.
Absolutely.
Good old Goulet.
Fantastic.
All right, let's do a call 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you from?
I'm from Manassas.
Chris, call 100. That's you. Chris, you've won wrestling tickets. You've won a four-pack of up-close seats to go see WCW Starrcade 2000, MCI Center December 17th, see Goldberg, Booker T, and our favorite Diamond Dallas Page and other WCW stars. Rock the MCI Center.
Woo!
Hot. Enjoy your wrestling. Now, are you ready to be the virginal sacrifice?
Sure.
For the secret sound?
Sure.
Based on those children in the background, I don't know whether it's going to be a virginal sacrifice, though.
Did you hear the sound we gave you the free play a minute ago?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll play it again for you now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. A common, everyday, Christmas time sound. Get it right, you win $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Godspeed!
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. And look how we've jazzed this up now with the extra production element of the sleigh bells.
Right.
That's the sound. Get it and you win the money.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah!
Yes! Oh, yes!
Oh, yes!
Robert Goulet.
Back and strong. I like the strong Goulet.
Goulet!
What's that sound?
Someone opening a present.
Pardon me?
Someone opening a present.
Please, we think we are idiots. Thank you, though. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, we're sorry.
I just played the wrong one. Oh, we're sorry.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about
that. Oh, we're sorry.
Sorry, but don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you. And at least when we're doing this, the Secret Sound Christmas edition, people are not going to be able to guess briefcase. I guess, you know, some people might guess staple gun still.
It should be a Christmas briefcase.
Yeah, and they could use a staple gun to staple the president's clothes. But it's not a briefcase, and it's not a staple gun.
It could be a Christmas card trunk opening.
I do want to thank Rob. Speaking of trunks, I do want to thank Rob today.
Yes.
Rob, the merchant from his mercantile.
Mm-hmm.
He sold me a Christmas tree today.
Yeah.
We negotiated the price last night on the telephone.
I think he ripped you off.
I feel good about the price.
You should.
I think he
baked you.
I think I got it at slightly less than retail for you. Right. It is, how tall, 6 feet, Robbie?
No, no.
What is it, 7 feet? How tall is the tree?
Every inch of 8.5 feet.
8.5 feet.
It's an 8.5 foot tree?
Yeah, it was
taller. Oh, you said 6 feet, I thought. I thought you said 6 feet. 8.5 feet's a good deal.
Big one, yeah.
That's a great deal. That's a lot cheaper than my tree, and my tree was 7 feet.
And you know, it's funny, you had your chance.
Now
don't start with that. You hemmed and hawed, and I don't want to reopen that, but I wanted a tree from you. Whether you admit it or not, I wanted a tree from you. Merry Christmas, Rob.
And I didn't even know about this fight. When did this happen? When I was out for football or something?
Yeah, but we will hook both of you next year. I'll have you both already. Your orders are in.
I didn't even know that you were so upset about it, Mike, but I want to tell you something. The boy today, and I'm talking about Rob, I'm not talking about Bart. The boy, when I arrived at work, we brought our pickup truck to work.
Right.
Rob had the tree in the trunk of his car. Of course, he drives that gigantic friggin' Chevrolet where you can actually get an 8-foot Christmas tree in the trunk of the car.
It sticks out a little bit, but it was in there pretty good.
He says, we better go down and move it because the light stays on in my trunk when the trunk's open.
I think Rob had said to me, I normally go out with people, and we cut them down. We didn't do that this year. But next year, Rob, that's the deal I want because I'm moving in the direction of more and more convenient. And I saw the great joy on Don's face.
He is a pro because he goes down there, he undoes his hood on his trunk.
Is it wrapped in the plastic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He puts on his gloves, and I leaned in to start helping him, and he said, don't even touch it. You'll get sap all over your hands.
Right.
True.
So Rob crated it over to our pickup truck, tossed it in, got it set. Beautiful. $50.
You run your hands down the... you know, down a limb, down one of the branches to make sure the needles aren't falling off.
I trust him.
Sure. Yeah, trust me. These were growing like 3 days before we brought them down.
Right. I trust him. I didn't even know.
Did he tell you he brought them down in August?
I didn't even know that the boy was in the business of selling Christmas trees.
When the wasp's nest falls out of the tree, you'll know that it's an old tree.
You also should know that I trimmed the bottom of it for you and put it in butt side out of your pickup so it slides right out when you get it home.
You're going to want, but correct me if I'm wrong, he's going to want to cut a little more off that when he
absolutely,
gets
before it goes in water, and I told him that.
And my cunning honey has never been as excited. Last night, she was on the phone. Both Rob and I and Frida were on the phone.
Right.
The three of us negotiating the price. She talked with Rob about getting the right stand. She was just talking with Rob during the commercial set.
Got the right one.
Do you think she bought the right kind of stand?
She got the swivel straight. Yeah,
oh, good.
Excellent.
Swivel straight.
Who knew that he had this side business going?
He does. He's always talking. Haven't you remembered in years past?
No.
Yes. He's always talking about going up with Big Daddy to get the Christmas.
And again, it's not like a side business.
But
family and friends.
I thought when he talks about going up to where Pennsylvania, wherever with Big Daddy, that he gets a tree like Clark Griswold. I didn't know he would get a gross of 30 of them.
It's a convenience for his family and friends that nets them probably about $3,000 or $4,000 every
year.
That's
right.
That's what it is. And if you can have a convenience that puts money in your pocket, why
so
not?
Be it.
Mike estimates you made between $20 and $30 on me, and I don't mind because it was very convenient.
The wholesale on that tree, is perfectly honest, is
$30.
$30.
So you did make $20 on me.
Well, yeah.
Right.
But then we drove up, you know, and there's the
$30. Gotcha.
That's
I think
right.
You're right, Mike. I think I got ripped off.
Well, I believe you'll get $20 of joy out of that tree. I promise.
All right.
So one for you next year. One for you next year.
Yes, absolutely.
Buzz, one for you next year.
I probably won't be in town next year, so no, thank you.
Not even a tabletop. Got to have a tree.
How about we send them to the funeral home next year?
For Buzz.
Oh, for me.
That sounded so ominous. I won't be in town next year.
Every other year we go home to Kansas. For Christmas.
Okay. But I mean, what about leading up to that?
This year, you mean?
No, next year. Okay.
Let's, Professor, backwards. No,
I understand. What Mike is saying is the couple of weeks before Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, we will be out of town. We will be heading out of town on Christmas Day.
But just from the fire hazard standpoint, we don't generally get a live tree in the years we're out of town.
Gotcha.
You have a fake tree?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's good.
You just unplug the lights and you keep a big thing of water in it, and that's okay.
Okay.
But you know, Buddy, listen, you know how careful he is.
I understand. Yeah. Safety first.
Safety first.
He's the most careful guy I know. Well, listen, Rob,
actually, when he brings a tree home, he puts it in his back seat and puts it in a car seat.
But not a stroller.
Right? No.
Right. Thank you, Robbie.
You're quite welcome.
The tabloids this week are absolutely loaded with gold.
Very good.
We just received our brand new copy of The Star that has Katie Couric's romp with Tycoon in Paradise.
Ah, yes, she's got a new boyfriend.
Yeah, and listen, this is a guy who's just left his wife and his family.
Yeah, right.
Who she's shacking up with. They have pictures of her on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
We have Harrison Ford, a stripper's sizzling story.
Yeah. Another Harrison Ford story.
Harrison Ford licked my toes.
Oh,
God.
Wow.
We have a self-image quiz in the brand new Star, and we have Kathy Lee cries for help.
There you go. Now that's a headline.
She's on the cover. I mean, there's so much great stuff in this tabloid. You got Haish, Anne Haish.
Yeah.
She's been knocked up.
Wow.
She's pregnant?
Well, look
that's
at
the
doesn't,
rumor.
Doesn't she look pregnant in that picture?
Oh, my God. Maybe that was the reason for the breakup.
There's Anne Haish with her new boyfriend.
Jesus, she looks like she's like 4 or 5 months along.
I say five.
Five months, so that coincides with why they split.
It very well could.
A source confirms that she is 3 months pregnant.
Now, when did they, didn't they split back in midsummer?
August.
I have to check.
August.
Interesting.
September, October, November, December. So, yeah, between 3 and 4 months, that would be...
That's when it all happened.
Right around the time. Maybe she liked some penicillin and
Ellen didn't care for it.
Ellen found out about it.
All right.
But, listen, let me start with this Harrison Ford thing. They got a great picture of him riding a motorcycle with one of those goofy half helmets on.
He is.
I mean, whoever this guy's PR consultant is,
excellent.
He's got to fire them because Harrison Ford's PR is going down the crapper.
Man, he likes the strippers.
No man has ever turned me on the way Harrison Ford did, says stripper Meredith Wallace, savoring their passionate encounter. He was amazing. I'd be lying if I said the dancing naked for Harrison Ford and everything that happened after that wasn't the greatest moment in my life.
This is the kind of story that he really loved.
I know a lot of women see him in movies and fantasize about what it would be like to hold him, kiss him. He's as romantic and sexy in real life. I mean, he even licked and sucked my toes.
Of all, if you had lined up Hollywood actors and told me who would have a story written about him like this, I would have said Harrison Ford was the last guy.
And it's every week now there's a new story about Harrison Ford.
Right.
Harrison Ford's 17-year marriage to Melissa Mathison had long been considered the strongest in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
The stripper says there were obvious cracks in the marriage nearly 2 years earlier. And listen, marriages break up all the time, and Hollywood marriages break up all the time.
Right.
But rarely do you hear about a guy who likes going out with sluts.
No, because the Hollywood guys normally find their satisfaction, you know, at the Hollywood parties, and it's private, and, you know, they don't have to do it that way.
They get a starlet. They don't get a girl who's dancing at, you know, she might have, it's in this article somewhere. She might have been a dancer at Solid Gold.
Oh, really?
Wow. Or the Dollhouse. One of those big chains.
Right.
Let me see. She met him when she worked at the now-defunct strip club Deja Vu. She had just stepped outside wearing tight cut-off shorts and a white nylon windbreaker when she saw Harley Davidson cruising down Collins Avenue, that's in Miami in South Beach,
okay,
on his Harley. I yelled and waved to him, she says. I couldn't believe it when he pulled over. After a few minutes of flirting, she boldly asked the actor for a ride home. And, you know, this is what makes me believe this story, is that it's the stripper saying, listen, I came on to him.
Yeah, right.
I waved at him in the street. Right. I pulled him over.
Right.
I said, let's go to my place.
What was he doing outside there with his Harley, though? Had he been in the joint? Who knows?
It doesn't say. She had just stepped out. So she just got done working the day shift at the strip club.
Okay.
She stepped outside, and she saw him. Now, I don't know if he was in there before or what.
He's sitting there with his motorcycle idling. There she is.
After a few minutes of flirting, she boldly asked the actor for a ride home, and to her amazement, he agreed. He said, sure, hop on. He handed her an ugly helmet to put on that looked like a mushroom. I climbed on the back of his bike. I said, that's not the only mushroom she saw.
I bet she saw the mushroom cap.
I climbed the back of his bike, wrapped my arms around his waist, and held on tight. 5 minutes later, they rolled up in front of her yellow apartment building. Let me see. While a representative for Harrison Ford denies the story.
Of course.
The dancer claims Harrison Ford came up to her apartment, and they had a passionate encounter for hours. I asked him, do you want to come in for a drink? And I couldn't believe it when he said yes without a moment's hesitation. Let me see. That's about parking his motorcycle in the landlady's parking spot. That Harrison Ford gave the landlady $50 so that she wouldn't tow it. The stripper excuses herself, leaves Harrison Ford, goes into the bedroom to put on a black G-string covered by a sexy floor-length tube dress. When she comes back into the living room, she puts on her favorite CD, Shantae Moore. She smiles at Harrison Ford and says, it's showtime.
She does a little private show for him.
Yes, as her body began sensuously swaying in time with the music, Harrison Ford leaned back on the couch with his fingers locked together behind his head and got a big grin on his face.
But he got more than that.
He was wearing blue jeans.
It's a mushroom cap.
My dress wasn't skin tight on me, but it was fitting. I laid down a fleece blanket and started moving to the beat. The temperature started to boil as she rose. The temperature soon rose to a boil as she started to slip out of her dress and performed a totally nude lap dance for Harrison Ford.
You know, it sounds like BS, though. It really does. It's so embellished, it just sounds like crap.
I can't believe what was happening. Harrison Ford was feeling my breasts. She says Ford caressed her entire body. He even licked her naked toes.
Oh, God.
Things got hot. Extremely hot. It was awesome sex. We went as far as you can go without going the whole way.
Oh, okay.
She drew the line when Harrison Ford tried to take off his jeans. Before I had time to think about it, I said, no, I can't do that. You're married and I wouldn't feel right.
Oh, geez.
Harrison didn't argue with me when I suggested we take a break. After a short breather, the pair continued their heavy petting for 2 straight hours. The best 2 hours I've ever spent.
So, 2 hours goes on, and there's nothing that happens then.
Well, I guess she's naked. He wants to show her the little mushroom, but according to this, she won't let him.
Because he's married.
Let me see. While Wallace said she had a one-of-a-kind experience with Harrison Ford, she's not the only stripper who claims to know Harrison Ford.
Yeah, we read him last week. He had like 800 strippers with the report.
Last week, the star published exotic dancer Sarah Baliva's claim of a sexy run-in with him at the Indiana Jones star at a Lincoln, Nebraska club. Ford and a buddy spent an evening drinking and carousing with nude dancers at Pleasures, an all-nude club on the outskirts of Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, remember we got the calls from Wichita where people had seen him because he was going there to get a plane or something.
That's right. He seemed relaxed and comfortable, said a staffer at Pleasures. He looked like he had a good buzz going. He's not the biggest tipper in the world. And the stripper who says that she got him to go to the apartment, she has no complaints. When he left, he kissed me on the cheek, hugged me and shook my hand.
Thank you.
And he said it was a pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you. Pleasure. Pleasure.
Mr. President.
Mr. President. Shame on you, Mr. President.
So he's fallen apart.
Indy.
Indy, don't go into the stripper's apartment.
And then you have Kathy Lee's marriage crumbling.
Oh, God.
And hold, you know, I hate to keep stopping the show because I think I might have a good one here.
Okay.
Good luck.
Wow.
Replay.
That was worth
waiting for. Replay.
The comeback.
That was worth waiting for, huh?
That was a good one.
Oh, boy, and I got more. More that's coming out right now. www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Replay.
Yeah, yeah, let's replay that one, Robbie.
That had great tone.
That was all over the place.
That's what it sounded like.
Was it real, too?
Hold on, Robbie's queuing it up right now.
Real one or two, Robbie?
Two?
Gotcha. All right. You ready? Play?
Yeah.
Kathy Lee's marriage crumbling.
Oh, God.
And hold, you know, I hate to keep stopping the show because I think I might have a good one here.
Okay. Good luck.
Wow. Oh, that was a good one. That was like, wow, wow, wow.
Bravo.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
That was quality.
How far we've come.
Wow, wow, wow.
Hey,
listen, can I indulge you one more time?
One more time.
One more time.
That's quality.
Wow, wow, wow.
The quality surprised me.
That was a good one. Okay, Kathy Lee's marriage crumbling.
Here she goes.
Mm-hmm. And this is great because this article has quotes from Kathy Lee verbatim that were given to a Canadian newspaper.
Ah, great. I love that.
Where she lashes out against Regis.
Oh, really?
This has quotes from Michael Gelman.
Oh, wow. This is
okay.
Exciting.
It also has talk about Kathy Lee and the love of her life. You know, we always get these calls. Here, just stop for a second. Go back to the Harrison Ford story.
It's another Harrison Ford call right here.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Yes. Well, what's your Harrison Ford story?
I was bartending at the bar Ozio in downtown D.C. Harrison Ford came in.
That is a popular bar in D.C., Ozio.
What's that, like a kind of a dance club?
A martini and cigar lounge.
Oh, okay.
An upscale martini and cigar lounge. It's a great place.
Yeah, but, yeah, I was just calling to confirm that, in fact, he is not a very sociable person, and he is a horrible tipper.
Huh. Really? Well, what, were you his waiter?
I was his bartender.
How much was the tab, and how much did he tip you?
He had about a $150 tab, and I think he tipped about $15.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, was that 10%?
Yeah.
Well,
that's bad for a movie star, though. Movie star is supposed to tip 50%.
Did he have any hoes with him?
No, he flirts, but he doesn't come on strong, I guess. He was basically very laid back and didn't talk to anybody.
What was he knocking back that night?
He drinks vodka. He's a vodka person.
Good man. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye. See you later.
I thought that would be better than what it was.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Jeez, you have, boy, talk about rising to the challenge.
Maybe I'm coming down with something.
You come down with something unexpected.
I don't know. www.egars.com.
You better be careful.
It's the hottest cigar site on the planet. I know, I feel my underpants creeping up into the crack of my ass a little bit. There.
You're just going to go to that well one too many times, it's going to be Willy Wonka.
Wow.
Beware.
You know, I feel like I could... Rob, did you hear that? Oh, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. What are you doing back there?
Rob had to go to
He's just gagging for breath.
Rob, where did Rob have to go?
His office.
Oh, Rob had to go to the office. Did you hear that one let go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had an off-air one. I was just thinking I got one I could push out.
What do you have for lunch?
Today, chicken.
Okay.
Same thing I have for lunch every day. Chicken.
Sometimes it just reacts differently.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys are the best. And I saw King of Queens, Don, you're the greatest.
Thank you. Although, you know what I got to say? I think that this might be, you know, Frida's got us on this goddamn health kick. And what she's doing is, I think these might be residual farts from last night's dinner.
What did you enjoy for dinner last evening?
I don't know. I got home and it looked like
A combination of barbecue and sloppy joe.
Right.
A sandwich made on some kind of healthy-for-you bread.
Right. Tomato-based.
Yeah, and I got done, and she said, how was that? And I said, hey, it was really good. And she said, do you want to know what it was? And I said, yeah, it was like sloppy joe. She said, no, it was a tofu product that is made to taste like chicken.
Really?
And made to taste like barbecue. And it's a good thing that she didn't tell me it before I ate it, because if she told me before, there's no way I would have eaten.
When you were eating it, did you believe indeed that it was chicken?
Yeah.
Wow,
I did.
Good. That's good. Well, then you can go back and just try to... You'll never eat it again, though.
No.
Now that you know.
No, I won't. Even though it was good.
It was good, and maybe that's what it is.
Hello, yeah, hi.
Tofu barbecue.
I got a little quick Harrison Ford story for you.
What?
All right. In the mid-'80s, you ever hear of a movie called The Mosquito Coast? It was one of Harrison Ford's selling vehicles.
Yeah, sure,
right.
Well, around that time, my father, who's an urban planner, was in Belize helping, you know, the lower class try to improve their housing conditions. Mm-hmm. And since it's more or less, you know, third world country, there's not many flush toilets. Well, while my father was in one of these mountainous areas doing some help for the local village, my father went into a latrine. It was just more or less a trough cut into the ground, and, you know, you did your business and went on your way.
Right.
Well, my dad's standing there doing his business, you know, binding his own business. Guy comes up, tinkles on his foot, you know. A big splash gets onto my dad's shoe. And my dad, you know, kind of pissed off, you know, pardon the pun, that someone just peed on him. So he looks up. Han Solo is staring him right back in the face.
Well, listen, you know, we are not getting our usual high-quality Harrison Ford stories.
No, no.
Frankly, I thought that the guy...
Piss off is not a pun.
The tipping was not the greatest. That was,
it was good.
But not great.
Not great.
Good, but not great.
Yeah, Dad was probably lying.
Hello, Don on my show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, a little something, question about the Harrison Ford article.
Although, I'll tell you one story. One time, when I was out in the woods just camping, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden James Earl Jones just came by and just took a dump right on me.
Right, and you said, please, sir, may I have another?
Yeah,
right.
Of course, he was the voice of Darth Vader, you know.
Yeah, he said, Luke, I am your father. Right? I just did that on your chest. Now, piss off. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Just wondering if that article says with Harrison Ford and the stripper where she wouldn't let him show him the mushroom. If she looked at Indiana Jones and said, hey, I hate snakes.
Right. And one time, Carrie Fisher came over, and I don't know if she was having her time of the month or something, but there's just, she got blood all over me.
Oh, God.
When I was out in the woods.
Man.
And then the other time I was out there, and I felt something. I thought it was bird droppings, and it was Mark Hamill,
right.
who was actually... popping his genital warts, and it was the pus from the warts that were hitting me on the head.
Did I ever tell you about the time Sir Alec Guinness J-O'd on me?
Okay.
I loved it.
Touché, we might have a winner.
Obi-Wan, I said, thank you, sir.
May I have another? Hello, Don and my show.
Growler.
Oh, hi, Growler guy.
Growler.
That's all you're saying today is Growler?
Growler.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yes?
To Sir Alec Guinness, you weren't supposed to tell that story.
Thank you. Thank you, Obi-Wan.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I heard another story about when the 2 hours that they were up in the room together and, you know, he was getting whatever done to him. It was the same 2 hours when North Turner was waiting in the room twiddling his thumb, so...
All right, so everybody, welcome to Write Your Own Material Tuesday.
Forget it. We're going to do a break. Frankly, I'm going to go check my underpants. And then when we come back, Kathy Lee cries for help.
Yeah. Look at that picture, too.
And also, there's some kind of self-image quiz.
Ah, good.
That we can all take. And a very special NFL guest coming on the show today. You might be surprised. He was on a couple of times yesterday.
Right.
And we understand that today he's had a breakthrough.
Yeah, apparently he's put it all behind him.
So he's coming on the show to say they'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford.
And Regis Philbin.
And we're wishing you happy holidays, aren't we, Regis?
Absolutely. Happy holidays, everybody.
To absolutely everybody, Regis. Are you
everybody,
some people
a couple of people I'm going to leave out of my heart.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
See that hot dog up there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. big red bullseye. Get lucky.
No daft tricks allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
And listen, we'll really start our Christmas season. I think Thursday is the day that we're planning on having the giant outdoor Christmas festival with Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
Doing live renditions of all of his greatest holiday hits. So, Dennis, you need to call back in the office and talk to Charlie and Lisa and set that up. And we should probably do that early in the show on Thursday while it's still light outside.
Yes, Dennis in his Santa hat.
Have him outside just serenading people.
Wonderful.
And if we could get... like one of those karaoke things.
Yeah, like a big speaker out there.
That would be the ideal way to do it so Dennis could sing all of his holiday classics for us.
Wonderful.
Hold on. Another Harrison Ford story.
Oh,
I hope
God.
It's a good one. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Radio Guys. What's up, man?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I'm a bouncer over at Camelot down here in D.C. You know where that's at, right?
Of course, Camelot is a very high-class strip joint. We've been there before.
I believe we have crossed that threshold more than one time, Don.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mr. Harrison Ford likes to hang out upstairs. Whenever he's in the area, he comes by, and his spot is upstairs, and his deal is that whoever's bringing him the drinks, he gives him an extra $5 and basically have him search the one of the prettiest girls in there, and they come back to the table and just pretty much talk. But he just likes to...
Wait, slow down. They give, whoever brings him the drinks, he gives them $500?
No, $5.
He gives them an extra $5 bill?
Like an extra $5, and they go and get a girl for him.
Wow.
What a cheap
answer. He's not a real good tipper.
Hold on a second. I find it's hard to believe that Harrison
$5 is like, here's a $5 bill.
Yeah.
Go get your finest woman.
At the Camelot?
Yeah, man, at the Camelot.
Wow. Listen, hold on. What kind of girl does he get for $5?
Have you guys seen Stacy?
Stacy Bridges?
No. Her name is Stacy Corn.
Stacy Corn?
Stacy
Corn.
She's a new girl. She's been there for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm. So she would be a $5 girl?
Pretty nice rack.
So what does he do? He tips the waitress hold on a second. I want to ask you a question. He tips the waitress that's bringing him his drinks, and then the waitress goes and gets the best-looking woman, and that woman just sits at his table?
Sits at his table and pretty much she drinks with him and talks all night long. But I don't know
For $5.
I don't know what goes on between them. They might get tipped more, but that's what he tips the waitress.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thank
all right, bye-bye.
$5, Jesus H. Christ.
Boy, hey, big spender. What's he make, like $20 million a movie?
Yes.
At least.
Yes, homosexual Joseph's on the phone.
He has a Harrison Ford story.
Really? Of course, he has a website everybody should go to, homojoe.com.
Hey, Dynamite, how are you?
Hello, homosexual Joseph.
Boy, I'll tell you what a week this has been for me. Friday, I broke my ribs on Friday night.
Oh, wait. Hold on. What happened?
On Friday night, I broke my ribs.
Well, you do run into some rednecks?
Well, no, I was walking my dog and behind my complex, and this kid on a bicycle hit my dog. And I chased after him thinking I was young and strong and chased him down, flipped him off his bike, and I hit the curb and broke 4 ribs.
Wow.
Oh, Joe.
Ow.
Oh, my.
And then, yet, because I'm on this heavy medication, I can't drive, so I was taking the subway yesterday, and this guy was trying to peel me up on the subway and gave me his business card. So I guess it's lucky in some aspect.
A guy tried to feel you up on the subway?
When you're talking about a gay guy getting felt up, you really mean felt down, right?
Well, felt down, yes, exactly.
The guy wasn't trying to feel your boobs. He was trying to feel your...
member. Big Joe.
So the guy felt you on the subway?
Yes, and then passed me his business card and told me to call him after work.
Did you?
Yes.
Have you had gay sex with him yet?
Yeah, last night.
Oh, God.
God damn, Joe, you're so easy.
So even with 3 cracked ribs, you're able to have gay sex?
Well, Percocets make you do wonderful things, you know.
Wow.
All right, when you had this gay sex with this stranger who picked you up on the subway,
yes.
Do you at least wear a rubber?
Oh, absolutely.
So you practice safe sex?
Yes, absolutely, every time. I don't want to have STDs.
So when the guy picks you up on the metro... which is the subway system here in D.C. And tell me exactly how does it go in the gay world where a guy...
Yeah, how does that happen?
Well, it was really scary. It was very full because of rush hour traffic, so I sat down in this only open seat with this young fellow sitting there. I guess he was in his 30s, late 30s. And he started rubbing his leg against my leg, so I kind of looked at him like, what the heck's going on? And the next thing I know, his hand was going up and around my lap and, you know...
How does he... Well, yeah. I've seen you, Joe, but I mean, Joe, you know...
Is there gaydar? Is there gaydar? I mean,
listen, when Joe gets on a Metro, whoever it was sitting next to him, it's not like Ricky Martin is sitting down next to the guy.
No,
and the guy goes, you know, wow, this is one incredibly hot, hunky man.
And Joe kind of plays it straight. I mean, you don't give off. I mean, it's obvious to me that you're gay, but you don't give off that turbo gay vibe.
No, I don't. But see, I think maybe the new look, I shaved my head and I have a full goatee now, so maybe that look is in.
So the guy is just starting to rub up against you with his leg.
Right, and then I just kind of looked at him and just kind of like, you know, what's going on? And he kind of smiled, and I said, okay, smiled and winked at him, and then just went back to reading my paper.
Oh, there you go.
And then there's
the invite right there.
And then the guy just starts massaging your crotch?
Yeah, and just goes right for the crotch.
Could people see him doing this on the subway?
I'm afraid that people would. I was kind of nervous, but he said he does that a lot. I'm like, oh, okay. Hmm.
He does that a lot, so you're just one of many. One of many.
One of many.
Maybe you might want to wear two condoms.
When he was doing this, was it outside the pants or in the pants?
He was trying to get it outside, but I wouldn't let him.
Jesus. Joe, were you getting a stiffy?
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, I had a stiffy, yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
It was quite interesting.
So he went down inside of your pants?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Joe, you're such a whore. Okay. You let a stranger put his hand inside your pants on the subway.
Well, he looked like Ricky Martin. I mean, if somebody's good-looking compared to me not being so attractive, I mean, yeah, it's not so
bad. The guy, if anybody was looking at him, did you know he looked gay from the minute you looked at him?
No. He was kind of like really business suit, very, very nicely dressed.
So this guy, you're sitting on the subway with broken ribs.
Right.
It's a very crowded subway car.
Correct.
The guy sits down. He rubs his leg against your leg.
Uh-huh.
The next thing you know, he has his hand down your pants. He's feeling your stiffy.
Yes.
And then what? Then he just gives you when you get to the Foggy Bottom Metro stop. Yeah, and Foggy Bottom would be the best one. Stop.
You pick the perfect metro stop.
You get to Foggy Bottom and what? He just gives you a business card?
Yeah, business card said, call me.
And that was it?
And that was it.
That was the only exchange.
And
you were just beside yourself.
And
with
I thought
excitement.
To myself, did this really happen, or was this a drug that I bought? You know, so I.
But you wanted to just tell the whole world, didn't you, Joe?
You did, Joe. It excited you. And you know what? I am. I love all of our gay friends, and we got tons of gay listeners, both homo guys and lesbo girls.
Right.
But I think if there's, you know, as a straight person, it pisses me off that at least with Joe, this is how it always seems to go. I think back when I was single that I could never imagine getting on a metro, sitting next to a girl, rubbing her leg, and then the next thing you know, she got her hand on my pants.
Well,
it never happens to straight people.
No, the way this would work is you would sit down next to a girl, she would rub up against your leg, and then she would be reaching down.
Down inside your pants.
Or... yeah, you know, or you'd be feeling her breasts, one or the other. It doesn't work that way. Well, the gay community, much more uninhibited, correct,
right.
Joe?
Yes, it is.
Because, yeah, I wouldn't be feeling her up.
She would sit down next to you, rub against your leg, and then she would...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen.
No.
But, Brabe, could you put me on your Christmas tree list next year? Mine was way too much money.
So after you had gay sex with this guy who you picked up on the subway... was it a one-time thing?
No, he asked me to set up another meeting on Thursday when he comes back from Amsterdam.
He's going to Amsterdam. God.
What's he doing in Amsterdam?
He's into financial management, so he's got a business trip over there.
I bet he hates that place.
No, I'm sure he's going to have a good time over there.
Jesus Christ, Joe. You are something. Are you sure he's not going to Amsterdam?
Maybe so.
H-A-M-S-T-E-R.
He wouldn't go to Germantown.
Amsterdam. Did you ever think that maybe the metro stop Joe's getting on one of was Ballston?
We got a lot of them here in D.C.
Plus, like I always like to go up to the Amish country because all those wonderful names, you know.
Yes, Intercourse, right? Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Well, Joe, you're still having crazy gay sex, even with three broken ribs.
One of your best calls ever, Joe.
I'm sorry I had to share that with you, but I figured it was something you would need to know.
No, we love hearing your incredible gay escapades.
And for the gay men in our audience, I'm sure they were quite titillated by that.
I'll tell you, and then hopefully this week I'll have up on my web the Homo Joe Boxers for sale for Christmas.
Now, could you describe? Oh my God!
Hold on.
Could you describe the Homo Joe Boxers?
It has Homo, you know, like Joe Boxers. It has Homo Joe Boxers.
You mean you are marketing your own underpants
now? Yes, I am.
Brilliant.
Yeah. You know, I'm all for this. I'm all for everybody involved in the show making their money. Let Mr. Forty's got his website up.
Right. Sure.
Dennis sells his CDs. Let Joe sell his underpants.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. I'm all for it. Way to go. You're quite the entrepreneur, Joe.
Well, I figured that way to help me some finance some of these little trips we're going to be doing, hopefully. In the near future, hopefully this year.
Very good, Joe.
All right, Joseph.
We all take it easy. Good talking to you guys.
I guess we don't have to worry about you nursing those ribs back to health.
No, just another cocktail and a pill that will do well.
Listen, we need you down here Thursday, as a matter of fact. You maybe come down Thursday for Dennis's concert?
I would love to.
We want you to be one of the wise men.
I would love to do that.
Okay, hold on a second.
All righty.
Hold on, talk to Lisa. Hold on. He is the most promiscuous homo I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, yes. I mean, he has these stories all the time. But, you know, how many people want to bet he rubbed his leg up against the guy?
Yeah, but either way. Either way, and they get the guy to put his hand down his pants?
Yeah, it was Joe's hand down the other guy's pants. Think about Joe's modus operandi. He is always the aggressor.
It could have been.
Yeah.
You're right, it could have been. You know, that's almost like when you hear a story and someone says, hey, it's not about me, it's about a friend of mine.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Maybe Joe uses that same technique, except he turns it around.
Yeah, what Joe did was probably ride the subway for about 4 hours.
Just waiting for the right guy to sit down next to him.
7 hours. You're right, Rob. Man, finding his mark.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, radio guys.
Getting all loopy on his pain pills.
Yeah, just sitting there going, I think I'm going to ride the subway. Here's the target.
Hello.
Hey, radio guys.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Oh, yippee-ki-yay.
You know, maybe he got his ribs, but now I'm thinking about the whole story. Maybe he cracked his ribs basically trying the same thing with the wrong guy.
Maybe. And maybe it was a young boy on a bicycle.
Yeah, I know.
Who's trying to get away from Joe.
No, it was a guy on the subway with a strong elbow.
Well, I wonder if Homo Joe's ever been up here to Ball's Bluff in Leesburg.
Ball's Bluff?
Yeah, he might enjoy that.
Really?
Well, what can we do for you?
Well, I was in this head-on collision with this guy, and although his name wasn't Phil McCracken, it was Bill McCracken.
Bill McCracken?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, honey.
Who's your daddy?
Good luck getting that plate out of your head.
Oh, Don and Mike show.
This ain't like Dustin Crops, boy. Punch it, Chewy, punch it.
You know, I don't know. Now we're getting like 3 and 4 or 5 calls in a row that make no sense.
That was their Harrison Ford line.
Oh, is it really? Is that what that was?
Star Wars, I think.
This ain't like Dustin Crouch, boy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, it's better the second time. Well done.
Thank you.
Good.
Hello. I love your Chewy.
Thank you very much. I don't get a chance to do Chewbacca very much. That's Chewy in a strip joint.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, please, for the love of God. How stupid are you? You call up the show, they just sit there. Hello, how stupid are you?
Don Mike.
Oh. Hey, Don Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey.
Can I tell you who you look like last night on King of Queens, man? I think you look like...
You know, hold on just a second before you do that, sir. Don, man. It would be my recommendation that this guy is not going to show you the love.
Oh, no, I know I'm not going to get the love.
He's not going to show you the love.
I know I'm not going to get the love. That's all right.
If I tell you who you look like, can you let me tell a joke? If I peg you dead up.
If you peg me that up?
Dead up. That's Ebonics. If I tell you exactly who you look like.
If he pegs you dead up, he says, if you agree that you look like the guy, he says.
Listen, we still have the policy about no jokes on the show. You want to tell a joke, you leave us your phone number.
I'm cool with that. I know you'll laugh, though.
And if your joke sucks, then we give out your phone number. If the joke doesn't suck, then we'll laugh at it.
It won't suck.
All right, who do you think I look like?
If you had a branding iron in your hand, you look like a short, fat Terry Funk.
Look like who?
Who?
A short, fat Terry Funk.
Who the hell is Terry Funk?
I don't know.
The wrestler.
The wrestler. All right. Okay. Hold on, dummy. We'll get your phone number.
Oh.
Hold on, please.
What an idiot.
Get your phone number for your joke that I'm sure is not funny.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Calling from the big sack, the big ball sack in California.
Right, hi there.
Why is it that every time Homo Joe calls, his stories are getting bigger and better? I mean, the guy's fugly, and he gets it on with a guy that looks like Ricky Martin? Come on.
Well, I it's a pretty amazing tale that Joe tells.
And I also like to remind you that he called his member, Big Joe, and I thought that at one of your Las Vegas shows, it was proven that that's Puny Joe.
Yeah, that's a good memory you have, sir.
It is not Big. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi there.
So, I think when Homo Joe comes down on Thursday, go to check his ribs for some scarring. I don't think he broke his ribs. I think he tried to have them removed so he could do something to himself.
Oh, so he could blow himself. All right, I'm with you. Thank you. Hold on.
Will that work?
It didn't for Rob.
Okay.
Let me call this guy. Ron.
Hold on, Ron. This might be a bogus phone number.
Calling from Merrifield. Is it Merrifield, Rob?
Yeah, California.
California.
Suburb of Sacramento.
All right. By Sacramento.
Very
Hello.
Good.
Ron.
Hey, what's happening?
Don and Mike, turn down your radio.
Okay, it's down.
All right, now here's the deal.
Okay.
If we laugh at your joke,
right.
And I'm not even pissed that you insulted me, because frankly, I don't know who you were talking about. So you're operating...
You are, because you called me a dummy.
No, but it was just dummy because you made a wrestler reference that nobody knew.
But listen, all of that notwithstanding, if your joke is funny, we will laugh.
Okay.
But if your joke ain't funny... We're giving your phone number out on the air.
Oh, that's cool.
99% of the jokes don't pass muster.
All right, but go ahead.
All right. Why did God make farts stink? So deaf people could have fun, too.
All right, everybody. That's area code 530-743-1370.
Little tip for you, sir. You don't tell a joke that's been out for about 30 years.
I mean, the joke was in freaking Reader's Digest. area code 530. The guy's number is 743-1370.
That's where we're on.
Call early, call often.
Thank you, sir.
I hate you guys.
Thank you.
right, you big dummy.
There he goes, please. Dumb idiot douchebag.
You know, we never got to the Kathy Lee thing. Let's do a break, and we'll get to that.
Stupid idiot douchebag.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, look, Spiro, I'm not going to tell anybody you're gay, okay?
Thanks, Doug. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Hey, Doug.
Thanks.
Oh, okay.
All right, man.
Okay, there you go.
Gotcha.
You are looking good.
I
gotta go somewhere not gay.
Yep, there I was.
There it
Broadcasting
is.
With a secret stash of ass gas.
Got it.
Don and Mike.
There was last night, King of Queens. What can I say? Show won its time slot.
Biggest rating this year, right?
Biggest rating of the year. 9.6 million people and a 15 share.
Yeah.
I didn't put the King of Queens into the top 20 this week, I believe.
Fantastic.
So thanks, everybody, for watching that show and supporting that show. Now, listen, even though we still have lots more calls about Harrison Ford and Homo Joe... I want to get back to this the tabloid thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show. One last call. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Listen, you better watch out when you talk about Homo Joe's underwear. That's nothing new. They put it out years ago. They just called them Dr. D's.
You know, it's another one of the calls I don't understand.
Is this supposed to be funny? What are we not getting?
The Dr. D's underwear years ago had the flap in the back to fold it down.
Yeah, like long underwear with the trap in the back?
Yeah.
Is that where you were headed, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we give this guy's phone number out?
Well, no, it's not possible.
It's not funny.
Not funny.
Okay, thank you.
It's definitely try your own material, too.
Yeah, absolutely not. You know, I'm sorry. That's it. Just turn off the telephone.
Very good.
Just, you know what? Just put the all busy thing on. We got a button that we can press back from when the station used to play records. Mm-hmm. You just press a button and it makes all the phones go busy.
All busy.
And then we'll open them up and we do the secret sound because that was our lead story today.
Right.
The Christmas secret sound is back.
Yes, and the odds are in your favor.
Let me give you a free listen because we're going to do it in our next break. This is a... secret sound that has to do with the holiday season.
Well, now I know what it is.
There it is, and it's worth $5.
I got it. You want me to give you my guess?
Yeah.
It's a hand going down into a pair of pants.
You're right.
There you go.
Kathy Lee's marriage crumbling as her real love, Kevin Costner,
there it is,
gets serious with a young model.
Finally.
It's a great day for the tabloids. Tormented Kathy Lee Gifford is crying out for help to get through is what is proving to be the most difficult time of her life. This is going to be my worst holiday ever, she sobbed. I don't have a special or an album. I can't handle the charade anymore. There will be no happy Gifford family hanging the Christmas stockings, waiting for Santa, and singing Christmas carols.
Waiting for a camera.
And incidentally, these are Kathy Lee quotes that are attributed to some Canadian news organization.
So she really gave an interview.
Yes.
Wow.
These are not made-up quotes where they say, or a friend says, Kathy Lee says.
Right.
These are all real Kathy Lee quotes. Kathy Lee should be basking in the glory of an exciting new phase of her post-Regis life. But instead, she's complaining that she's trapped in a loveless marriage to aging Frank Gifford.
Yes.
And is fearful that her career is in the skids.
A loveless marriage to aging Frank Gifford.
And if that isn't bad enough, she's confiding to friends that she's been rocked by the news that the real love of her life, Kevin Costner, has gotten seriously involved with a model who is much younger than Kathy Lee is.
Now, see, there's the part where she says she's confided to friends.
Let me see. But despite Kathy Lee and Frank's attempt to patch their relationship, the spark hasn't been there. Before Frank's affair, Kathy Lee, 47. You should describe Frank, 70. As a love machine.
You know, she'll never live that down, calling him the love machine.
After the affair, the best that she could say was that he's a loving dad to their children.
Oh, God.
She told Barbara Walters he's a good man. The passion has gone out the window. Last month, Frank showed up at a sports dinner at New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel alone. He and Kathy Lee almost never went to events separately in the past. Now they're constantly going to things apart.
Beware.
When she was in Toronto playing a promiscuous pot-smoking sitcom star in her new movie. And, you know, they call this project a movie.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's a TV movie.
It's a TV movie. What network is it going to be on?
On the E! Entertainment channel.
Oh, that's right. It's the non-network.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
It doesn't count at all.
I mean, you got your networks. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. Then you got your WB and your UPN.
Right.
Then below that, you got
USA.
You got your USA. You got your TBS.
Lifetime.
You got, yeah, a Lifetime. You got
right.
Nick. You got Nick at Night. You got your Nick Jr. And then you go below that, and you still don't get to the E channel.
No, not for a movie. Nobody watches not. E for a TV movie.
Do you put E at or below PAX?
PAX is ahead of E.
Yeah, you put it below PAX because PAX has that kind of programming. I'm not aware of, you know, E being a place for TV movies.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And then you have to throw in all the movie networks, too, which have, you know, which almost are above the regular network their quality.
No, especially. Yeah. When HBO comes out with a made-for-HBO movie.
No, those are real movies.
It's generally as good as a movie you would find in a movie theater.
Absolutely.
All right, give me the lineup. I'll tell you tonight. Here's how you find out.
Tonight.
Tonight on ABC, a real network.
Right.
The Regis Show.
Right.
The Millionaire Show. CBS, a real network.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Fox, a real network. Billboard Music Awards. NBC, a real network. Even though they're running the Michael Richards Show. UPN, a movie called Alien Fury.
But they had that kind of programming in UPN.
Right. The WB, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. Okay.
The PAX Network, a rerun of Touched by an Angel.
Sure.
Okay.
There you go.
They do.
Love that Roma Downey.
Then you go to, I'll tell you other networks that are more recognizable than the E exclamation point network.
And Roma Downey's pretty busted up about her brother Robert, too.
Sure. Well, she's talking to her dad.
Yeah, Morton.
I would put FX ahead of the E exclamation channel.
For that kind of programming, absolutely.
Because, like, tonight they have NYPD Blue,
right.
The X-Files.
You can see a TV movie there.
I would also put the Sci-Fi channel ahead of that.
Sure.
Yep. They have The Outer Limits. Then you have USA that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Disney. You'd have to put the Disney Channel ahead.
Why do I think the E! Network got involved with Kathy Lee just so they could, you know, get into her? You know, just so they could actually have some hooks in her in case it all crumbled apart.
It is absolutely a joke that's a TV movie because it's not. But anyway, she's playing a promiscuous pot-smoking sitcom star in her new movie, spinning out of control for the E! Entertainment Channel. And when she was in Toronto filming this, she went by herself.
Okay.
The gift never went with her. In addition to Frank's cheating, Kathy Lee, in a recent interview, says that she's resentful that Frank made her stay on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee for... Excuse me.
She actually Frank. She says that Frank made her stay on the E Network. I mean, on the show.
Excuse me. For 5 years longer than she wanted to.
Right.
She feels she devoted the best years of her life to earning a living while Frank was taking it easy.
Now, wait a minute, though. Yeah. Part of that time, Frank was doing the Monday Night Football.
All right. I'm just telling you what it says here.
Right.
Now she's worried that she may have missed her chance to become a singing and acting star.
Oh, no way.
Her new album, Heart of a Woman, sold only 20,000 copies.
Heart of a Woman.
And the offers to perform on Broadway have not materialized. Instead of exploding into a superstar, she's been reduced to doing infomercials for Natural Advantage Anti-Aging Skin System.
Yeah, that's where she belongs.
Which airs on TV at 2 a.m.
You know, and what's good enough for Kathy Lee, though, is that I think eventually Cassidy or Cody will get, they'll be old enough where she'll be able to do the whole Joan Melissa Rivers thing. It'll be perfect for her.
Yeah, but it'll have to be after Giff has died.
Oh, yeah, oh, long after he's
died. Because then they can do the TV movie just like...
Yes, after Giff commits suicide.
Like Edgar did. Because you remember when Joan Rivers made her kid do that awful...
Yeah, exactly.
And that was like an NBC TV movie.
Let me tell you something. This is the story of my life. All right, now, isn't she wearing... What are you wearing? What are you wearing tonight?
And she made her daughter... do a TV movie about the fact that...
Yeah, they made a TV movie about the Edgar suicide.
Yeah, that he killed himself.
Right. Normal.
Okay, so now we have quotes from the people on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
Good.
She's banned from the show, and every public photo of her has been removed from the ABC studios on the Avenue of the Americas
in
New York.
Fantastic. Good move, ABC.
Live executive producer Michael Gelman, and this is a quote to him, admits that... every trace of Kathy Lee has been removed, but he claims it wasn't a purge.
Right.
She said she wanted to do her own thing, and now we're doing ours.
Yep.
But there's more to her anguish than the way she's been treated by her former associates at the show. She realizes when she quit, she lost her soapbox. Yep. Bitter Kathy Lee bit back publicly at Regis. And here you go.
All right, now this is... the interview with the Canadian news source?
Uh-huh. He's a dog with fungus. He's the biggest wimp in the world.
Wow.
That's her quote about Regis Philbin.
Wow.
She goes on to say, now this is how she catches herself, okay? After she says that, then she says, wait a minute. I don't know if I was talking about Regis Philbin, the TV star, or Regis Philbin, my dog. Because she named her dog Regis Philbin.
Oh, she is such a witch.
He's a pound dog with all kinds of fungus. Regis the dog is afraid of his water dish. He's the biggest wimp in the world. That both Regises have in common.
Wow. Okay, what's she up to?
I don't know.
She's spinning out of control. You know she can't stand it. We said that on this show.
Of course.
She cannot stand not being on television every day. She can't stand not being in the spotlight. Well, she's still in the spotlight in the tabloids.
And sources say her greatest disappointment has been learning that her dream man, Kevin Costner, is no longer available.
Kevin found someone else. I was doing him right after the Susan Johnson affair.
But you learned that Kevin Costner's on the verge of getting engaged to his girlfriend, 23-year-old Christine Baumgarten. Kathy Lee was shattered.
Yes, of course. Yeah, you got a chance there, Kathy. Quit her.
The end of her fantasy.
There she is.
And then they got, I told you, the pictures of Katie Couric
out on the boat with this dude.
Right.
Yes, and she's supposed to be really in love with this guy.
Right.
This is her new love.
This guy who just left his family. Although the spin they're putting on is that he left his family and then met Katie Couric like a week later.
Right. That's okay. What they're saying.
So there they are, and there she is. You know, she's obviously been working out.
She looks great.
Yeah. She's getting some penicillin, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the last thing in the tabloids was a quiz that you can take, Mike. I took it before the show.
All right, let me see if how well I do on this.
This is a self-something quiz.
Self-esteem, wasn't it?
Yeah, hold on. Jesus Christ.
My self-esteem, as most of you know that work with me, is at an all-time low.
Image quiz.
Image quiz. My self-image is...
Self-image.
Non-existent.
Okay, so... here we go, Mike.
Yes.
When do you feel your best? In the morning, in the afternoon, in the early evening, or late at night?
Afternoon, early evening, when I'm here.
Mike, you usually walk fast with long steps. fast with short steps, less fast, head up, looking the world in the face, or very slowly?
I walk fast with long steps.
Okay. Mike, when talking to people, you stand with your arms folded, have both your hands clasped together, have one or both of your hands on your hips. You touch or push the person you are talking to, or you play with your ear, touch your chin, or smooth your hair.
I don't do any of that. But, I mean, what would be closest?
Pick one.
I don't know.
Give me one.
Give me one more time, because, I mean, I was waiting for one that I do.
Stand with arms folded. Have your hands clasped together. Have one or both hands on your hips. Well, you have your hands close to your hips there.
All right. One or both hands on my hips, then.
Okay. When relaxing, you sit with your knees bent and your legs neatly side by side.
No.
Your legs crossed.
Yes.
Your legs stretched out or straight?
Well, they're stretched out.
One leg curled under you.
I stretched out when I'm really relaxed.
Stretched out.
I stretch them out.
When something amuses you, you react with... Listen to the answer.
Okay, I'm sorry.
When something really amuses you, you react with... a great big appreciative laugh.
Yeah, that's me.
A laugh, but not a loud one.
Mm-hmm.
A quiet chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
Or a sheepish smile.
You know the answer to that one.
I know, the great big laugh. Like Herman Munster. When you go to a party, you...
Drink.
Make a loud...
I don't anymore.
When you go to a party, you... Yeah. Excuse me, I got a ton of lung butter today. When you go to a party, you make a loud entrance. So
hello, everyone, I'm here.
So everyone notices.
Yes.
You make a quiet entrance looking around for someone you know.
Right.
Or you make the quietest entrance trying to stay unnoticed.
I make a loud entrance. I usually come in with noisemakers.
Mike, which of the following colors do you like most? Red or orange? Black. Yellow or light blue? Green. Dark blue or purple?
Green.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You're working hard, concentrating deeply, and you're interrupted. Do you welcome the break? Feel irritated?
Children.
Or vary between these two extremes?
I feel irritated when I'm concentrating on something. Leave me alone, please.
Mike, when you're in bed at night falling asleep, do you lie stretched out on your back?
Mm-hmm.
Stretched on your face, down on your stomach.
Right.
On your side, slightly curled. On your, with your head on one arm, or with your head under the covers?
Head on one arm.
Mike, you often dream you are falling, fighting, searching for someone or something, flying or floating. You rarely have any dreams at all. Your dreams are always pleasant.
I rarely have any dreams at all.
All right. Let me add up your scores.
Okay.
Number one, you said you feel best during the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
My answer was in the morning.
Okay.
Okay, so on that one you scored. Buzz, here you go. Add these up for me.
All right.
On that one, Mike scored 4.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
That's the four.
You usually walk fast with long steps.
Yes, want to get to where I'm going.
I answered, I walk less fast, head up, looking the world in the face.
Right.
That's how I think I do it. Mike, you score 6 points for that.
Okay.
When talking to people, Mike, you have one or both hands on your hips. That's 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I touch or push the people I talk to.
Okay.
Which incidentally got me 7 points on that one.
All right.
When relaxing, you sit with your legs stretched out straight. That is 2 points.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. I had legs crossed, which was 6 points for me.
Okay.
When something amuses you, you react with, and I had the same for both of us, a great big appreciative laugh.
Right.
That's 6 points. When you go to a party, you make a loud entrance so everyone notices. 6 points. And I think you agree, I do try to make the quietest entrance.
Yes, you do.
I don't like people to know I'm there.
Right.
Favorite color, now, who knows what this means? Green, D, that is... 4 points.
Okay.
I had purple, which was 3 points.
All right.
You're working hard, concentrating deeply. You're interrupted. We both had the same answer.
Yeah, we're both a little high strung that way.
You feel extremely irritated.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 points, Buzz.
All right.
You're in bed at night, falling asleep. You lie with your head on one arm. I lie on my side slightly curled. Mike, number 9, that was D. That is 2 points. That one scored me 4.
Okay.
And finally, when you dream, I dream that I'm searching for someone or something. You have rarely have dreams at all. That is 6 points for you and 3 points for me. I'll tell you that my score was 42, and then I'll tell you what the scores mean.
42.
What is Mike's score there, Buzzy?
43. Very close.
We are both in exactly the same range.
Well, what does it say?
41 to 50. You're seen as fresh, lively, charming, and practical.
Very good.
You're
and very accurate.
You're always interesting. Although you're often the center of attention, you'd never let it go to your head.
Oh, absolutely not. Hi, everyone.
Perfect. You're also seen as kind.
See you at the company Christmas party. You all lost again.
Now, there are some that were not good. I mean, just so you don't think that no matter what the score was, it says nice stuff.
Right. What if you were, like, too high?
Okay, more than 60 points? Uh-oh. Your reputation is handled with care. You are seen as vain, egotistical, self-centered, and extremely dominant. Others may admire you, but they don't trust you.
Hmm, interesting. Okay.
Then you have 51 to 60. People see you as exciting, volatile, and impulsive. Then 41 to 50 was us. 31 to 40 is sensible, cautious, and practical.
Okay.
You don't make friends easily.
Mm-hmm.
21 to 30, your friends see you as painstaking and particular.
See, there is some bad ones. I like where we were on this.
Less than 21, you're introverted. You're shy, nervous, and indecisive.
And ours, 41 to 53?
Fresh, lively.
Yes.
Charming, practical.
Wonderful.
Interesting. Although you're often the center of attention, you'd never let this go to your head.
So we were right in that. You know what? Do you get the impression maybe these are designed so that everybody that takes
Buzz,
them...
yes? Hey, take this real fast,
okay,
Buzz.
I'm ready. I've got my answers, in fact.
Oh, do you really? Okay, yeah. What was your answer to number 1?
Morning.
Okay, that's 2 points, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Count them up here. What was your answer to number 2?
Fast.
Well, fast with long steps?
Fast with long steps, yeah.
Okay, that's 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
When talking to people...
Hips. I'll choose hips.
Hands on hips.
Right.
That is...
Hands on hips.
Mm-hmm. 5. 5 points.
Modif.
When relaxing.
I'll say crossed. Crossed legs.
Legs crossed. Mm-hmm. B. That is 6 points.
Okay. I wonder where Hobo Joe puts his hand.
When something really amuses you.
Big laugh.
Are you kidding me?
When something... Come on.
Eddie,
answer that honestly. You don't have a big laugh when something amuses you.
Sometimes I just chuckle. Sometimes I burst out laughing.
We work with you every day at this comedy show.
You never laugh out loud at us.
That's not true.
We're funny.
That's I know you are.
You have. What are the categories? I'm sorry.
Answer for him, Mike.
All right.
A great big appreciative laugh. Mm-hmm. No friggin' way. A laugh, but not a loud one.
Right.
A quiet chuckle. A sheepish smile.
Quiet chuckle.
Agreed.
You are a quiet chuckler, Buzz. We've worked with you for 10 years, 9 years.
Okay. All right. What's the number for that?
3.
All right.
All right, Buzz, when you go to a party, how do you enter?
Quietly. There were two quiets there. Not very quietly, just regular quiet.
Do you make a quiet entrance looking around for someone you know?
Right, that one.
Okay. 6. That's 4.
Mm-hmm.
4. Color you like the most. Now, hold on. I didn't get to read them all.
Okay.
Red or orange, black, yellow or light blue, green, dark blue or purple.
That one.
Okay.
E.
3. When you're working hard, concentrating, and you're interrupted, you welcome the break. Feel extremely irritated. Vary between these two extremes.
Vary.
You vary. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's number A to C. 4.
Okay.
How do you sleep at night?
On the back.
On your back?
Mm-hmm.
7. All right, you know, we're getting some different answers from Buzz.
Right.
Than we had. And when you dream, Buzz?
Yes. Rarely. I would say rarely.
You rarely have dreams at all. E is 10 is E. That is 6. All right, Head, what's his total?
46.
He's right in our group.
Wow.
You know, this must be a ripoff. You must be right.
Well, we modified that one laughing answer, and the rest of them, I think, were legit.
All right, let me see. If Buzz had given the answer he wanted on that,
uh-huh.
Robbie, take number 6. Right. And instead of whatever it was, give him the six. What would that make his total?
Oh, I just threw it away. But let me see. I know what he said. A number six?
Yeah. Fast head.
Six. It would only move it up by two.
All right. So apparently
he's in that wonderful category.
Yeah, probably. You know, Attila the Hun could take this quiz, and he'd look at it, and he'd end up going, hey, I'm a pretty decent guy.
Charlie Broyhill would probably score in the low 20s.
You know, even if you gave him the big laugh and the other change,
right,
he'd still be in the same category, though a higher
point. Hey, you know what? Let's just do Broyhill.
Let's get an sociopath in here.
All right. The last guy, Charles Broyhill.
We'll find out how he does here.
Take the image quiz, because so far, me and Mike and Buzz are all perfect.
Yeah, but Charlie Broyhill, and I mean this seriously, is a wild card on this.
Yes,
I don't know what he's going to answer. He's stretching his leg.
Answer honestly, please.
I will.
Charlie, when do you feel your best? In the morning?
At night.
At night, Buzz,
there you go.
Robbie,
six.
That's six.
Very good.
You walk fairly fast with long steps, fairly fast with short, quick steps, less fast, head up, looking the world in the face, or very slowly? The less fast one?
Yeah.
Number two, C,
that's 7 points. When talking to people, Charlie, you stand with your arms folded.
Sometimes.
His arms are folded right now.
Have your hands clasped together.
Both, so far.
Have one or both hands on your hips. Touch or push the person you're talking to. Or play with your hair, touch your chin, or smooth your hair.
Well, based on your comment of my hair earlier, I don't usually play with it. I would say none of those.
Well, you got to pick one.
I know, but I'll go with clasping my hands.
Hands clasped.
Mm-hmm. Hands clasped. Okay, Robbie, that is two. When relaxing, you sit with your knees bent and your legs by your side. Your legs crossed, your legs stretched out straight, one leg curled under you.
Stretched out straight.
I think we all were. You sat with your legs crossed, right, Don? That's what you
do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Charlie, when something really amuses you, you react with a great big appreciative laugh. A laugh, but not a loud one. A quiet chuckle.
A quiet chuckle.
A sheepish smile.
Well,
I'll go
with the sheepish smile.
I would agree.
Okay, good man.
That I would agree. Eight. When you go to a party, make a loud entrance so everyone notices.
Right.
Make a quiet entrance looking for someone you know. Make the quietest entrance trying to stay unnoticed.
Quietest.
Absolutely.
If I go.
That's true.
Even shows up.
Right. Oh. Two, Rob, two. Color do you like the best?
Blue.
Light or dark, that'll make a difference.
Yes, yellow or light blue or dark blue or purple?
Yellow.
Yellow or light blue?
You're yellow.
Yeah.
Eight.
Yellow.
You're working hard, concentrating deeply, and you're interrupted. Do you welcome the break? Feel extremely irritated? Vary between these two extremes?
I vary.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
Anyway.
You're always irritated.
You're irritated.
No, it's just with you two, because you always come in and you sit down and you stare at me.
You are always irritated.
You're
just
turbo.
With you two, though.
Just with us.
Yes.
So, right. So you say you vary.
Yeah.
Okay, number eight, 4 points. When you're in bed at night, falling asleep, when you're in your kennel, Charlie, are you stretched out on your back?
He's stretched out on a woman.
Stretched out, face down on your stomach. On your side, slightly curled, with your head on one arm, or with your head under the covers?
Head on one arm.
Ah.
Number nine.
Before I like
that. Oh, shut up, you. That is nine. Hold on, A, B, C, D. Two. And finally, when you dream, you are falling, fighting or struggling, searching for someone, something, flying or floating,
screaming and wetting your pants.
You rarely have any dreams at all, or your dreams are always pleasant.
I can never remember my dreams.
Right. Yeah, and I can't either, so that means you rarely dream.
Rarely have dreams at all. E, that is six.
Laura likes that, too.
All right, now, here's we find out, really, if this is legit or total bull-ass. Here come Rob Spiewak.
What were the previous scores? Because I've forgotten.
Don had 42, I had 43, Buzz had 46.
Charlie's 47.
As usual.
That shows.
He trumps us, as usual.
But you know what? It just shows, because 41 to 50 was the best one, where it says,
exactly,
you know, you're fresh, lively, charming. Red.
Right.
This crap. You can wipe your ass with this test.
In Charlie's defense, he's always really excited when I interrupt him.
And you know
what? He loves it.
Once again, though, even though it's crap, Charlie Broyhill defeats us.
The highest score.
Just like the IQ test and
every other test. Having the highest score is not necessarily the best on this.
Well, in that group, he's the highest in the best category.
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
Congratulations on fantasy football.
F you, Charlie.
Well, that is I just want to tell you, that is a flawed test.
Very flawed.
Because I'm telling you, that boy sleeps in a kennel every night.
A kennel.
And he is absolutely just as unsociable as they come.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yet it says, he's as nice as we are.
Very high self-esteem for that antisocial behavior.
All right, let's try to give away the money. We got $500 on the line. The holiday secret sound.
All right. Ooh.
Number one, worth $500. It lies straight ahead. Be the 100th person to call right now, 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You honor me by giving me gas.
I always take you with me. Everywhere I go.
Even better than a nice dab in the ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, when, you know, really.
What?
When is the last time you, at least on the show, you burst out with a giant gale of laughter?
I'm sure I've done it within the last week. I'm gonna remember it, and I'm gonna try to isolate it, and we'll tape it.
You probably don't notice it because of the flow of the show, but sometimes if you get off what I think is a really, really, really funny line, or if Mike gets off a really, really, I go ha 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 like that.
Really?
Yeah, like that.
Has anybody out there ever?
We won't get an answer until after we do the contest here.
And most of the time, I just chuckle. That's true, but I still. Sometimes do burst out laughing.
Do you ever guffaw?
Like, like that? No, not so much.
I mean, it's not a put down.
No, I understand. Everybody's different.
We're thinking about the quiz. Right. We're just here thinking, have you ever seen Buzz really like something that is nut slap funny?
I've seen him when he's absolute top of the line amused. it's a controlled deal.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not
fair.
Going. It's your Kansas sensibility.
Probably
does not allow you to go.
Right. This is crazy.
The best laugh on the show belongs, of course, to Rob A.
Mm-hmm.
But when Rob really laughs at something, I mean, honest to God, you can hear the floorboard shake.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I mean, and when you and me are together. We laugh at stupid stuff.
You and I think
all
more together.
Time.
When I'm in here, I laugh differently a little bit because it just I like doing that when we're in here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, when we're together, you and I, the real laugh. No, I think we both just laugh the same way because it's a dirty, nasty, evil laugh.
It is.
Because we're always laughing at something dirty, evil, and nasty.
And that's when we have our best laughs.
The best laughs are not only when we're all together, but also slightly fueled.
And I think that those laughs, and Buzz is with us when we do those laughs are also, you don't want to laugh out loud because it's so evil.
Yeah, and there are times we've been in some of D.C. or New York's finest restaurants and we've laughed
right.
really loud and gotten, like, bad look.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I had that laugh when you called me the other morning.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
That's very true.
Rob called me the other morning about something not related to the show, but said something that made me laugh so much. I screamed.
Yeah, right.
Screamed with laughter.
And that's good. Laughter is good for the soul.
Yeah, I truly do.
Absolutely. Buzz is, I just figured out Buzz's laugh. And we've all seen, but when it's the real Buzz laugh, when you really get Buzz, it is, your top is probably like less than 5 seconds.
Maybe a little longer than what you just did. But yeah, that's very close to the level.
It's there, and it's like a...
but it's not that big roaring.
And it's not sustained.
I don't roar.
No, you're not a roarer.
Roar.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, God.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, it's not Tom Gavin Mike.
No.
Hello, it's not this Buzz. I mean, it's...
Ha! Ha!
There's Rudy Martsky. Now, there is a guy who is really guffawing. Hello, hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from?
Manassas Park.
Mike, you are the 100th caller.
All right.
And that means that you've won the 4-pack of upfront seats, WCW Starcade 2000. Go to wrestling at the MCI Center on December 17. Watch Goldberg, Booker T, and our favorite Diamond Dallas Page as other WCW wrestlers rock the MCI Center.
Hell yeah, the greatest.
Now, you ready to go for $500?
Sure.
All right, a brand new secret sound. This is our holiday secret sound. Sound has something to do with
Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. We're just trying to be politically correct about this, but it's really a Christmas-type sound. Tell us what it is, and you'll win $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Good luck.
We wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common everyday Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa sound. Worth $500.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
What's the sound?
Is it Scotch tape?
Well, hey, it's back.
Here we go.
Yeah. No. Scotch tape is the new answer that's immediately going to get people disqualified on this show, I think.
We already said it.
Butt cheeks.
We already said it.
No, it's not Scotch tape, but thank you.
Alrighty, thanks a lot.
And don't forget that almost every guest is a clue for yeet. Now, let me see if we just have contest players or if there are people who can actually tell us when they've heard Buzz really bust a gut on this show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi. I've heard the Buzz the Love before, like burst it.
Because you know what? Maybe we're so into it that we don't hear it.
That might be true.
It's so quick.
It's loud, but it's speedy.
It's speedy, yes. I don't think it wants to interrupt the show.
All right, thank you. Thanks. So you think you have actually heard...
Oh, yeah, I've heard him. It burst, like a balloon burst in, and it's gone.
All right, thank you.
That's exactly what it is.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Oh, these are all contest players.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, fine, thank you.
How are you?
What?
So what?
No, I said what?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
What?
No problem. No problem over here.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Whatever. I know I want to play you.
The holidays are just around the corner.
You know, the Redskins coach got fired, and as a matter of fact, he's going to be on the show in a second making another appearance. I understand he's pulled himself together.
Yeah, apparently there's some sort of, I don't know, new direction that he's heading in.
Oops, and, you know, I hesitate to play this promo for you because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It works here at our radio station in D.C., which is the Redskins flagship station, WJFK. But, you know, and generally speaking, they're a creative bunch.
Yes.
You know, sometimes they're more creative than they need to be. You know, sometimes all you got to do is just come out and just play the call. Like, for instance, let me give you an example. During a commercial set, when we break for commercials, you know what I play? Going into and coming out of commercials? Listen to this. Okay, you know, that's old and that's jive, but...
It's to the point.
It tells you the show and it tells you the station.
Bing, fast.
You know, they generally run this stuff that's all over where it's like...
Right. You're listening to FM radio. FM talk radio. You're listening to FM talk radio.
Howard Stern mornings. Don and Mike afternoons. G. Gordon Liddy middays. Sports Junkies at night. And Redskins football. 106.7 WJFK.
You found one that was like an exception to the rule.
Yeah, Rob, you just pulled out one that was...
that was like the most normal one I've ever heard.
Easy to understand. Yep. Give me, like, where's the one that goes, men are all the same.
What about the ones that they speed up and slow down and all that stuff?
Right, esoteric.
Let me try this one.
Well, you men are all alike.
106.7.
Seven or eight quick ones and you're off with a boy.
Howard Stern.
Don and Mike.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Boy Junkies.
You better keep your mouth shut.
106.7. WJFK.
Right, here's another one of the creative ones.
106.7. WJFK.
Create a mental atmosphere.
Howard Stern.
Don and Mike.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Sports Junkies.
Create a mental atmosphere.
106.7 WJFK.
Okay.
106.7.
Seven or eight quick ones and you're off with a...
You know, and generally I don't complain about that stuff because it's someone who's just, you know, trying very hard to be clever.
Right.
When really, all you got to do is just get the message across that you got this lineup of disc jockeys and this is the station.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday, Norv Turner gets fired, and in an effort to have immediacy on the radio station,
right,
they put together a promo,
right,
because this is the Redskins flagship station.
Mm-hmm.
However, I got to tell you that I'm listening to it, and I understand where they're going with it.
Mm-hmm.
In the background, they're playing "Na Na Hey Hey Goodbye,"
right?
You know that song that everybody sings at the games,
right. Yeah.
And they're using audio from Norv's press conference,
mm-hmm.
But the problem is that the audio is not jumping out of the music. The audio is swimming in the music.
Sort of buried.
The audio, yeah, you're right, Buzz. It's actually buried in the music.
Right.
And nobody ever comes on and just says, Norv Turner just got fired. Listen to the new Redskins coach this weekend on WJFK. It was, with no offense to Chris, who I think was the genius who put this together, this just sucked.
Hi, this is Coach Norv Turner.
Do you think you could be fired?
Pardon me?
Do you think you could be fired?
Do you think you could be fired?
Pardon me?
Do you think you could be fired?
I think when you play poorly when you lose, after the fact, you're asking the wrong guy that question.
Redskins Radio, 106.7. WJFK.
I think that is brilliant.
I heard that coming in today, and I actually called the station. I said, boy, they must be running the wrong copy of that, because it sounds to me like it's all out of phase. And that
somebody recorded over a spot without a racer.
Right? I mean, I understand the thought. The thought is that you take that song and you put sound bites of Norv Turner.
Plus, there's a certain meanness in it.
Yes, yes, there is.
Well, there is, really. I mean, and it's also...
Yeah, I'm for that. I don't mind the fact that it's a little mean-spirited.
Right.
Because it's how people feel. But, the sound bites they're using sound like it's Norv Turner on the telephone. And I think that they did that on purpose. They ran it through some machine.
Yeah, they tried to get that antique-y quality, the way they do occasionally.
Right? I mean, let's do it again.
This is Coach Norv Turner.
Do you think you could be fired?
Pardon me?
Do you think you could be fired?
Do you think you could be fired?
Pardon me?
Do you think you could be fired?
I think when you play poorly you're asking the wrong guy.
Redskins Radio, 106.7. WJFK.
And at the end when he's saying Redskins Radio, that's when he's punching in Norm, just going da da.
Yeah, and over and over again.
Da 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 da.
It's certainly unusual.
Yes,
it is, and it's wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. This is the Redskins radio station. You should be running a promo saying, hey.
The coach is gone, but we're still here.
Yeah, right.
The coach is gone, but we're going to bring you the broadcast.
Yeah, listen to the new guy. Listen to the new coach this weekend.
Your Terry Robiskie radio station is 106.7.
They try very hard to be clever, and I didn't go with this yesterday because they came running in with this yesterday, and they said that Chris was all excited about this, that he had thrown this thing together.
Well, you want to tell, he and Norv are both going to be up on top of a building today.
Yeah, I know it. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people out there listening, they hear that and go, God damn, that's a piece of art.
It's cutting edge.
That's real cutting edge. I think it sucks. I really do. It's poor production.
I wouldn't have approved it.
It's like everything on this station. Rather than just give the goddamn frequency of the station and the lineup of the station, they're more concerned with throwing in clips from 1930s movies and obscure music and stuff that comes out of the left channel and stuff that comes out of the right channel. And meanwhile, while you're listening to this goddamn station, with the exception of this show, this is the worst produced station in town. I mean, you got 5 commercials playing at the same time.
Right.
You got dead air. You ever listen to one of the Redskins broadcasts? You ever listen to that?
In Frosty the Snowman.
Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. You ever hear that where they go to break?
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll hear, hey, Rob, where are the tapes that we play in the studio? The ones that say there's 3 minutes left in the break? Okay. Let me explain how this goes to you. When we do the Redskins pregame show, or when they're doing the actual play-by-play, since WJFK is the flagship, there's a feed that goes to the radio stations that tells them how much time is left in the break.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that should only be heard closed circuit to the radio stations who are broadcasting the game.
Right.
And a lot of times, when you're listening to the flagship station, WJFK, you'll hear Sonny Jurgensen go, well, they really screwed the pooch on that. Then Frank Herzog goes, so the score is Redskins 10, Cowboys 3. We'll be right back on the WJFK Redskins Radio Network. And you hear this.
With 90 seconds left in the break at the beep.
just runs on the air.
Right.
Because they have, like, the worst board ops in the world working at this station.
So this runs on our air?
I've heard it run virtually every game this year.
Yeah, I've heard it a few times. I think it's a treat. I like hearing my voice during the
commercial. Well, who's running the board during the games?
Schmucks. I mean, if I'm at the stadium, a lot of times I don't even know this is happening. We go to commercial break.
1 minute left in the break at the beat.
And this is what I hear in my headphones. Meanwhile, Frida calls me up on the cell phone and says, hey, they're playing that thing on the air with Rob saying,
again,
there's 1 minute left in the break.
Wow. They're paying the board ops $3.50 an hour. This shouldn't happen.
Yeah, they got a raise.
I mean, this is really embarrassing. This goes beyond the promo that...
Rob, did you pick this music?
No.
You know, this goes beyond the fact that one promo might or might not be art. This is just an indictment of the entire...
30 seconds left at the beep.
Indictment of the entire radio station.
Yeah.
And this is run on the air.
During,
and it's also, for me, amazing how Head works his way into this radio station. You know, he's like termites. There's not one area of this radio station you won't find Head involved in.
10 seconds left in the break at the beep.
And he enjoyed doing that.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he enjoyed doing that.
Yes, of course he did.
And so you hear that all the way until it's time to go back.
So you're saying that the board op, who is standing where you are standing...
No, say the board op is in Buzz's room.
He's in Buzz's room.
Right.
So you're saying that he skips an entire commercial break?
Yeah.
And we just have dead air because he's not in there. That's why that's happening.
I don't know if that's the case. And I know that a lot of times when we come back from a break during a Redskins game...
Yeah.
Like if you're listening and they actually do play the commercials... This is what you'll hear. I'm not lying.
106.7. 106.7. Howard Stern. 106.7. The Sports Junkies.
106.7. They got three things going at once. And then by the time they get done playing it, the game's already started again.
Oh, my God.
And the guys are in the middle of calling a play.
Train wreck.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it's really awful. It's awful.
We got to get names.
Listening to the Redskins of WJFK.
Well,
Washington, D.C.
You know, for my money.
Yeah.
And they never listen to me about this crap. I know an awful lot about running a tight radio station. The first thing I would do is yank this promo right here.
This is Norv Turner.
Do you think you could be fired?
Pardon me?
Do you think you could be fired?
Do you think you could be fired?
Pardon me?
Do you think you could be fired?
I think when you play poorly and when you lose, after the fact,
this promo sucks on so many levels that they're making... Yeah, right there. You know, they're taking his voice and they're running it through some kind of equalizer and
they're editing it over and over and over and over and over and over.
The music is too loud and they're trying to be goddamn esoteric.
Redskins Radio 106.7 WJFK.
All I know is hearing it the third time, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this.
And one more thing. This is just a basic note about when you're doing radio production. Give me a music bed, Rob. Okay? When you do a station promo, it doesn't run out with music. It's not like this. You go... So listen to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK. Here's how you do it. So listen to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
Perfect.
The music should leave on the last half syllable of the word that the disc jockey's saying.
And preferably, it should be edited so that the music ends at the same time that the voice ends.
Yeah, but if that...
So you don't have to fade it out, because fading it out is kind of crapping out on it, and it's kind of cheating.
But if it's not possible...
It's always possible.
Well, no, like on that, hey, it's not, because the song just fades out.
Na, 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 hey, goodbye, bam.
Fast fade.
Yeah, a fast fade.
Yeah, yeah, anything can, I mean, but what I'm saying is anything can be edited that way to actually, end dry.
But you understand the point, though.
Yeah, Jesus. I do.
How does a station stay on the air? I mean, really. I really don't understand it. Maybe I'm wrong. Hello. What do you like that promo? Hello?
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
I just saw, I'm calling from Rochester, New York.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, I just saw a lit up reef on a grill.
You know what?
Rob and I
today, didn't we have that discussion today?
To the letter.
I don't know, but I saw my first one, and there was a guy driving the car, too.
Some asswipe who works here. Whoever it is drives a Mercedes had a...
That's Mercedes, Tom.
Had a big wreath on the front grill of their car.
Right.
And as Rob and I were going down to the parking lot today, I said, God damn, I hate that. I don't know why that annoys me so much.
said that before.
And Rob said, they're a fire hazard.
No, they're bad. Sure. Bad for your
well, I tell you, I
they can actually set the engine on fire.
I hope it's not the production director. You know, I do.
Oh, not a chance he's driving a Mercedes.
You know, I want to say one thing about production. You were talking about radio production. There have been individuals who have offered to help the ailing production situation at this radio station.
I know they have, Mike.
Certain individuals that have actually had experience in that area. Certain like-minded individuals that share your philosophy about good production. And, you know, the offer has been put out, but the offer has not been accepted.
I understand.
The offer has basically been, you know, thrown to the side. Like everything else here, we'll get back to you. Things will happen in the long run. And meanwhile, you know, things continue to be the way they are. And it's not just what you're talking about. It goes a lot deeper than that when you're talking about production.
They'd rather have interns do tags on spots.
Yeah. I'm not talking about tags on spots. I'm talking about the whole sound of the production at this radio station.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you drunken fat bastards.
Hey.
How's it going?
What?
I can't... Hello?
What?
How about when they play the traffic report with no traffic report, just the music?
that's
the worst.
That's another great F-up of this station.
You know, it's one area where this show sweats the details, too, where we craft our traffic reports, when they're not traffic reports.
You know, because we do a live show with floating brakes, we have to tape our traffic reports 5 minutes in advance. And Rob and I get our greatest joy out of...
It's the funniest thing in the world.
When we rent tape on lane closure, the traffic lady, like if she's just singing or something...
Or she's just having a stream of consciousness, random thought that she's sharing with everyone.
We tape that, and we run that as the traffic report, and then we splice in.
Especially on Fridays.
Yeah. This traffic report brought to you by Fox 5. People call up and go... Do you know your traffic lady was just singing the Star Wars song?
There's not a thing we don't know where she's talking about what kind of Chinese food she's going to get.
Right. That we do on purpose.
Right.
Okay? We do that for your amusement.
Of course we do.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Cheap Guy, Radio Stubbs.
Hi.
Hey, this is Recycling Guy.
Yes, Recycling Guy.
I wanted to let Mr. Cheap Guy know that you don't have to leave a tip this year because I got fired.
Hold on, is this Mike's Recycling Guy?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yes.
You sound different.
I'm on a cheaper phone. I'm at work.
Because I thought, are you a brother?
Yes.
Okay, all right, you sound a lot different.
Well, I'm sorry, that's what everybody says about you all, and y'all say no.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so, you know, now let me ask you a question about that.
Uh-huh.
If I left a tip for you, am I leaving a tip for the trash guys, too? Or is it two separate businesses?
It's two separate trucks. It's the same business. Trash guys normally have a helper or two. Recycling guys are normally by themselves.
And they fired you?
Yeah. They had this problem about costing $20,000 worth of damage. I didn't understand it.
Well, you know, I know we had our dispute in the past, but really, you know, if they fired you, I have to say, good! Good!
Good! Mike, tip your new recycler then this year.
I might.
Christmas time, you got to tip. We went through this the other day.
Yeah, I know.
Mailman.
I'm a very good tipper.
Garbage man.
Yes, you are. When I go to restaurants, I overtip, as everybody in this room will testify. I do overtip.
You do.
But I don't, you know, I have had problems in the past with people that I don't have contact. And I have a new mail person. And I say person because I think they've got a floating mail person. What do I do about that?
Just leave a 50.
It's not that easy, though. What if I leave a 50 for the one floating person that comes on Tuesdays and the other person that comes on Wednesdays and Thursdays? What do I do?
I'll leave two 20s, then.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
No, you don't tip the recycling guy. You don't tip the garbage guy. You tip the mailman, and you tip the waitress. And you paint your bald spot, and let's see what else. I thought you had... done that spot yesterday about North Turner, but I guess not. With somebody else. You're blaming it on somebody else. And what else do I have to
say? Wait, you moron? That's not any... What are you talking about?
Hold on, douchebag.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, I said, hold on, douchebag.
Okay, douchebag says what?
What are you talking about, douchebag? With we did this Norm Turner thing yesterday. We did not.
You guys did that whole production.
We
didn't do the promo.
We did a.
Come on.
We did a bit.
It
you shum dit. What?
It sounds like your work. I don't know.
Isn't that great when a guy does that too? That's good. That's good for an idiot argument. When a guy says something that's completely outrageous, and then you'll counter it with like the perfectly logical explanation, and then he'll go, "Come on."
Yeah.
Come on. You know, it's like,
come on.
Yeah.
Now listen, we did bits about Norv Turner on the show yesterday,
correct,
which were perfectly out there as bits. And I'd also like to say, when we do a bit, like when Mike does Norv and was calling into with a Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, thanks.
Right.
Now it's all blown. Now everybody knows who's behind the curtain.
Listen.
That was Mike? I thought that was Norv.
Oh, Jesus. F you. You know, why am I trying to explain something really to it?
He's not. That's a guy you could argue with. He's not
dumb.
You know, he'll just smile and grin, and that's it.
The point is, when we do a bit, you know we're doing a bit.
Right.
We're not trying to be esoteric on your ass. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
I really like that one promo. It's poorly produced, you're right. But I think that's the same way that everybody watching feels. Good riddance to bad rubbish. I'm glad to see that idiot gone. He sounds like an idiot on the promo. He's a big moron. I hope nobody hires him. Bye, Norv.
But you do. All right, maybe I'm wrong. You do like that promo.
I like it, but I think it's poorly produced. I think you're right. But I think that whoever did it.
See, but if you like it, then they win. Maybe I'm wrong. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I have to agree as well. I think the promo, the production obviously sounds like he's on the phone, but the way that they pieced it together with Norv not having a clue on what's going on, I think it hits the spot.
All right. You know, perhaps I don't know as much as I thought. Perhaps the station truly is programming to the people who understand it. I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike.
Do you think that when we think of production, time has passed us by?
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You think it's bad during the week, your production. You should hear the weekend shows. They're very bad. It's on a college station.
I know. It's an abortion here on the weekends. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I also like the promo. I think it's fantastic. And I think the only reason it sounds the way it does is because they recorded him maybe from a tape recorder during the press conference. I think that's fantastic. He's a bumbling idiot, and he sounded like it.
All right, then I'm wrong. Listen, what do I know? I've been in radio 25 years. Go ahead, keep producing crappy promos. The public loves them.
They're lapping it up with a spoon.
What can I say? I'm wrong. Here I was, ready to cut the guy a new a-hole. And apparently this is a freaking work of art.
Hi, this is Norv Turner.
Do you think you could be fired?
Pardon me?
Do you think you could be fired?
Do
you think you could be fired?
Pardon me?
Do you think you could be fired?
I think when you play poorly and when you lose, after the fact, you're asking the wrong guy that question.
Redskins Radio, 106.7.
What do I know? I've only been in the business 25 years.
Yeah. You're cracking me up. You're cracking me when you throw your arms up in the air. Like
promo sucks.
It's just a few calls, you know. That what it is
representative, though.
It's the Norv haters that are calling.
You know? Yeah,
yesterday you were getting calls from people who thought were being too cruel.
No. And it's not the fact that I disagree with the content.
Right.
I think it's a great premise for a promo. I'm just telling you, it's poorly produced. Sounds like it was slapped together. The levels are wrong. The music is too loud. It just sucks.
But that's all right.
It doesn't matter. We never care what we think about it.
No, nobody cares
about the quality around here.
No, they don't.
They don't give a rat's ass.
They don't care.
They really don't. They just want to make sure all the commercials are played on time.
Right. It's important.
And that we don't do anything that would get them into trouble with anybody.
That's right.
And beyond that, F them. I don't care.
Happy holidays.
Go ahead. Run the goddamn station into the ground. Go ahead.
Yep, just like a train.
Right.
They're really behind you around here.
Just say FWJFK.
Happy holidays.
Worst radio station in the world.
Happy
holidays. I swear to God.
All the merry bells keep.
Winx was a better program station.
There you go. Of course it was.
WINX.
It was Wire.
Yeah. No, Wire was a tight radio station.
WYRE.
Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by the official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association Station.
Voice of the Bay. W-I-R-E. Marine weather.
I know. What do we know?
We're just schmucks.
Sure. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Crystal calling from Bethesda. Yes. I don't know if it's a cultural thing or anything, but I don't know how to tip my mailman. I've never tipped my mailman before. How do you do that if you work all day?
That's a good question. Put it in your mailbox and say, for the mailman.
Yeah. Right. I guess so. I don't know. Honey, I'm all wrapped up about this thing with the station being so effed up right now.
Now, I think you let her down right there. I think you're the one that does all the talking about tipping. You could at least dole out some information. Right. Or you could tell the truth and that your wife is the one that leaves all the tips.
She leaves all the tips.
Hello.
Hey, Doc.
What?
Hey, that's Randy. I heard I heard that promo on WTEM this morning.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I swear to God, I was listening to WTM. I was the only guy listening, probably, but they were yucking it up. They thought it was funny.
Please, well, you know what? I don't doubt
that somebody took na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye. Not exactly the most original.
They had the stuttering Norfolk and everything.
That's from his press conference.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm just saying it could have been produced slickly, professionally, and you would have got the same message across.
Right.
That's all. Hello.
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 Don, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I just got to tell you, you know, the first time I heard that promo, I was totally confused. I had no clue what they were trying to say. I didn't even know if they were saying Norm was fired or not. I totally agree with you.
Well, thank you. At least one person does. Thank you. But you know, all the other morons they call today, they love it. They're eating it up with a big wooden spoon. They're lapping it up.
I don't understand it. It sounded so confusing to me. Norv, I didn't understand what they were getting at. I understood the music in the background. I was thinking, are they saying that he got caught? You know, are they saying he was fired? What are they saying? I had no clue whatsoever. I was left totally in the dark.
I don't want to keep nitpicking on this, but if you're going to use a press conference, you might use the press conference where he's announcing that he's been, you know, after he's been fired.
Right.
That, to me,
what they used was the press conference
before he got fired.
The day of the game where they said, do you think you're going to be fired?
And that's where I get kind of confused by the content.
I might not be the right person to ask about that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Are you eating?
Are you eating
something? Sorry. I did have a little piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken in my mouth.
That's very rude.
All right.
I'm very sorry.
What can we do for you?
The commercial or that promo? It's a little mean, but it's hysterical. I heard it last night. You didn't get a giggle out of it.
No, and listen, I'm not disputing the fact that conceptually, I agree with it.
It's a funny thought.
I don't think you can take a guy seriously that doesn't even take the time to remove the snorkel from his mouth while he's inhaling his chicken.
Understand my point. Conceptually, yes, it's funny. You take na-na, hey, kiss him goodbye, and you take sound bites of Norv Turner flubbing and starting and stopping, but it's not produced in a clean way.
Okay.
It's like a freaking train wreck.
But it is funny.
It is funny. What can I say? You're dope.
Can I say a buzz?
No. What? I don't know. Everybody loves it. I'm wrong. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don, I'm on your side.
Well, thank God.
Funny, but the guy's talking out of a freaking snorkel.
Yeah. Listen, all I know is that I think I got an idea what good radio is. I think Mike's got a good idea what radio is.
Well, and when you're talking about a larger problem that I mentioned before, and I was joking about it, but I am serious about it, that they don't seem to give a damn about people that have ideas about tightening up this radio station and making it sound a little cleaner. Which I know, you know, you've always advocated that good, clean sound.
You know, they're more into stuff like this.
106.7 WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mikey, Gordon Liddy, Sports Junkies.
Create a mental atmosphere.
106.7 WJFK.
You know what? Yeah, that's all well and good to get that, but you know something? Every microphone in the production studio here sounds
like this when you're trying to do a commercial.
Why in the middle of a promo do you have to put in stuff that goes...
Get stuff with a mental attitude. Get stuff with a mental attitude. Get stuff with a mental attitude.
You know? Just make something simple, you know? WJFK, here's the shows we have.
Ah, but they don't care.
They don't friggin' care. I can't wait till we leave this station.
Oh,
I cannot wait till we leave this station.
You're spiraling now. You're spiraling. How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Are you feeling all right?
I feel great. I'm on top of... I swear to God, I'm on top of the world.
Okay. That was just quite a spiral there.
I'm on top of the world. Really am. I feel great. But the station blows. If we weren't here, the station would have nothing. They have nothing. We weren't here. What are you laughing at?
That's just funny. No, I'm sorry.
That's
the truth. You've taken it. I understand where you're coming from. It's just, this is, you know, this is going a little further than
I. Nobody here cares about quality control. Yeah, that's a production director and your program director and your general manager.
Yeah. Things have been too good too long.
Right. They just think you can run this goddamn thing on autopilot. You know, they're programming a station that doesn't, that 40% of the metro area doesn't receive the signal, okay? Because the WJFK's got the crappiest signal in D.C. So you would think they would try to maximize on the fact that for the 60% of the people who can't hear the signal, you would make the imaging as clear as possible. That you wouldn't be trying to win some goddamn Peter Max Art Award. You know, it's not Pablo Picasso putting promos together. You know, Norv got fired. That's your promo.
Norv got fired.
Norv got fired.
Have Sam Huff do the promos.
Listen to the station.
Norv got fired.
Yay.
This is Sam Huff.
You're right. I am getting way too caught up in this.
Well, you care passionately about it.
I do. And you know what? I shouldn't give an S. I shouldn't care. Go ahead. The station can just suck ass 20 hours a day.
You know, that's the message that's delivered to both of us when we try to indicate that we care. We shouldn't care.
Right.
Because they don't care.
You know, it's like my whole thing with, aside from the show, with working on the Redskins broadcast. I mean, I had to convince them to get all the music together. Right? Hey, Rob, get my Redskins music. Hold on a second. Pull that up for me. I had to convince them to get this music. That it would tighten up the show. That you use this coming in and out of every commercial break.
Right.
You know, the score. The Washington Redskins 7 and the Philadelphia Eagles 3 will be right back on WJFK.
Beautiful.
You know what? You know who uses that? Me.
Mm-hmm.
I use it on the pregame show.
Right.
Because it's too confusing for them to use.
Right.
It's like everything. Everything around here, F them. I don't give a crap. There's no quality control put into the station. None. Absolutely none. And I know that Mike has tried to help on the production end of this.
Yeah, and they basically told me to go S in my hat.
Right.
And they still, you know, I still do tags on this, but I mean, that's all I do, and I volunteered to do more. But they're not into it.
I mean, I came to them and I said, listen, you really want to clean up the sound of the Redskins games? Listen to this.
That's what I'm seriously about.
I'm down the phone. No.
You switched it back about again. When you count the end.
I switched it back again. What are you doing switching it on me?
That is, you know, not just by football standards, but also just production elements on the air. Some of the best production music I've ever heard, and it took that pregame show to an entirely different level when I heard that. And I'm not saying that to blow smoke up your ass.
And you know what? They don't use it during the regular game.
They, you know, whoever produced that music, I'm sure they have other stuff available for station imaging, which would be phenomenal.
So I go beyond the call of duty and say, listen, I got a package. I want to put it together for the pregame show. I offer to do it for the regular games, of which I don't broadcast. And you know what they said? Nah, we like it the way it is. We like it the way it is, where you hear Rob come on and go, at the tone, 1:30 left in the break.
Yeah, it sucks.
This is one effed up station. I'm sorry.
I need to tweak it up.
This has been a real rant. And, you know, they don't care. Because people will continue to listen to the station.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got successful programs on here. The ratings are good. They you know, they have all of their energies directed in the sales arena here. And in certain other elements at this radio station, things are allowed just to kind of cruise.
And all I know is that at Jesus Christ, at WAVA, when we worked at WAVA...
Oh, man.
You know, they would call us in and they would say, what do you guys think?
Uh-huh.
And we'd say... You want some input? You know,
right. You
jazz it up like this, you jazz it up like this. That station was awful because they played the same 10 records over and over again.
Absolutely.
But you know what? That was a tight radio station, which was run the way a tight radio station should be run.
Yeah.
And this place is, it's looser than the skin between a stripper's legs. I mean it. It's like just a big piece of roast beef. Flapping between some stripper's legs.
Oh, God.
Listen to how mad I am. Listen to this.
Oh boy.
That's an angry fart.
I'm getting the spray out now.
That's it. I'm done with it. Forget it. Screw them. Keep running your promos that make no sense. Keep running Art Deco promos. That's good. Because you guys are all so friggin' talented.
Please.
And y'all go to hell.
Yeah, amen.
Suck me.
You're getting me into it now. You know, I'm just starting to think about, you know what I've been through this year, the last few months with this place. And I just, you know, that is the attitude there.
It's a question.
The attitude. They're so scary, cutting edge, that they don't have room for, you know.
You know, a guy who's saying, listen, you know, I'm one of the best voice guys in America. I'm willing to come in on my own time and help you make the production sound better. But instead, what they say to Mike is, well, we don't really need you today. Because we've got David Lynn coming in to do spots today. You know, David Lynn, who's a college kid. You know, Bart's got a deeper voice than David Lynn. You know, please, F him.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Sucks.
Run your esoteric promos. That's right. Just wait. Just wait till we leave. Good luck.
Amen.
Good luck filling the sinkhole between 3 and 7:30. And stop yelling at us about the commercials.
Right.
You love us staying on until 7:30. You ask us to stay on until 7:30. You run the goddamn rate card until 7:30.
Right.
Then when we don't play all the commercials until 7:30, you come back and you yell at us and you say you got to play the commercials by 7. F them. All right, let's break.
Very good. Yeah. Good rave out.
Thanks. It's from the heart.
I know it is.
It's from your ticker.
From the ticker. Absolutely.
I love radio, but I hate this place. This radio station is a freaking embarrassment. I just want anybody in the industry to know that we know this station is an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful the way the station is programmed. Now let's break.
Hey, we'll see everybody at the Christmas party Friday night.
Yeah. I totally forgot about
that. Yeah, thought you might have.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, that'll be nice and awkward, but, you know.
Well, too bad.
Yeah, though, we can go to a separate corner.
Right, like we always do.
Yes, always.
We always do. Okay, we'll be right back after this tightly produced element from our syndicated show that will lead into some loosely piece of crap produced by the local management here.
Excellent.
Okay, understand? This is tight. What follows it is not.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Out of my way, jerkass!
They love the smell of their own fart. Don and Mike.
We do. All right, now we got to make this a fast break. Hold on, Mike's got something for us. Mike?
Oh, my God.
That was a grand one.
Thank you very much. That's called running down the hallway.
www.egars, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Right.
Okay, we got to make this a fast break because I'm sorry, someone ran off of the mouth last break.
Some stuff needed to be said, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Jim Zepp.
Yes, Jim.
I was trying to talk to Don.
Don and Mike, we're both here.
Good.
Go ahead, sir.
I heard Don's the one I need to talk to. I just got off the phone with Charlie Broyhill.
Yes.
He was no help whatsoever to me.
Charlie Broyhill?
No.
Well, maybe because you pronounced his name incorrect.
Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie Broyhill.
Did you talk to this guy, Charlie?
A number of times.
All right, what does he want?
He wanted you to stop doing the show so you could come talk to him about his his AOL address.
Oh. What does that have to do with me?
Tell him, Jim.
I've got this guy who's been sending me emails for about a year now, some wacko talking about an eight-day week, and I try to tell him it's not me.
Tell him your address.
Pardon me?
Tell him your address. You don't care about that guy.
Oh,
you
my
don't
email
like all
address.
The emails.
It's my initials, J-I-Z-Z at AOL.com.
Jizz. All right, well, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. Do you know what jizz means in the real world?
Oh, I imagine it could mean a lot of things.
No, jizz means one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Protein.
Okay, well, that's all well and good, but
Spunk.
I got this guy emailing me.
Spunk.
Okay, well, then you should probably change your email address.
My beef is that he says he got it from you.
Because I say the word jizz on the show all the time.
Okay.
Jizz, sperm. It's a joke.
Well, yeah, but my concern is that this guy's getting sending me these wacky
Shane,
emails.
Shane, he got Shane, what, are you did, what didn't you hear? What did not you hear about change your email address?
Jizz is another word for ejaculation. So what you should do, being as your initials are J-I-Z-Z, you should change your AOL screen name.
Well, I tried to get J-I-Z are my initials, but that was taken.
Right, because Jizz
is now, do you understand?
Hello? I see what you're saying. It's some sort of thing.
No, I don't think you get it.
Current vernacular of
these
kids.
No, he doesn't get it.
I don't think he gets it either. I suggested to him that he just change it. He said, no, I want to talk to Don right now to tell him to stop. I said, you realize if you go on the air with this, you're going to get even more emails.
Yes, you dummy.
Uh-huh. You will now.
I mean, you've given out your email address on a national radio show.
Just change it. Give up. Change it.
I thought you guys could ask him not to do that anymore.
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to. I'll be glad to ask everybody. I'll be glad to ask all 6 million people listening to the show right now. Please don't email this guy jizz@AOL.com. Please stop emailing this man jizz@AOL.com.
Is that okay?
Oh, I think that should do it.
Great. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Can I tell you something, Boo Boo?
No, that's all. Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Was he on the level, Charlie?
Well, at the very end there, can I tell you something?
Yes, he was.
Can I tell you something, Boo Boo? I got a little suspicious.
Sure.
If we'd gone a little longer with him, there was something going on there. I don't think he was as dumb as he let on.
I do think he's as dumb as he let on.
Really? Well, yeah. What was that? That last part weirded me out a little.
He listens to the show, he and his daughter, together.
Oh, boy. That's normal.
Jill Jizz. Julie Jizz, whatever her name is.
Jenny Jizz.
Love of.
Jenny Jizz. Janice Jizz. Love of Jizz. Hello?
Yeah, hey, Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Okay. I just want to agree with you, Don, about that commercial for the Redskins.
Well, listen, I'm done with that. They don't care what we think around here. They're going to continue running this esoteric, avant-garde, Soho, Greenwich Village, freaking Woodstock-type radio station. Let them do it.
You know what it sounds like, though? Like when you're traveling down the interstate and you pick up, like, several different stations at one time. That's what that sounds like.
All right, thank you. I agree. Okay. It sucks. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I don't care what the white man says, because Santa Claus is the black man. Cheeseburger. Now!
All right, well said.
Thank you for your support.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Marty Z here.
Who's this?
It's Marty Z, Baldy. Anyway, sorry. I wanted to know if I came down there on Thursday, if I could have Dennis Murphy sing happy birthday to me.
Well, he's doing an outdoor concert. Sure, I don't see why not.
Oh, nice. Super.
All right, thank you.
Oh, we'll tell him to look for Marty Z.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Not to be confused with Marty B up in Baltimore.
Hello there.
Hey. I was just calling. I just want to let y'all know I think y'all are doing excellent. I listen to y'all whenever I come to work.
You're a Southerner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But y'all kind of gave it away.
Why apostrophe A-double-L? Why apostrophe A-double-L? Why apostrophe A-double-L? That says y'all.
What can we do for ye?
Not nice. Wanted to hear y'all's voice on the phone.
Why apostrophe A-double-L? Why apostrophe A-double-L?
Sing with me.
Why apostrophe A-double-L? It spells y'all.
Y'all.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah. Why apostrophe A-double-L? Why apostrophe A-double-L? Why apostrophe A-double-L? Spells y'all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, no, I've been trying to call y'all for a couple of days.
Why apostrophe A-double-L? Why apostrophe A-double-L? Why apostrophe A-double-L? Spells y'all.
Y'all sound pretty good together.
Why
apostrophe? I can't do it anymore. You know, I don't think she's doing it to goof.
No. She, it's, you use Y apostrophe A-double-L quite liberally in your speech. Don't you?
Yeah.
My lovely.
Yeah.
Or so.
What can we do for you?
Nothing, I don't guess. I
just wanted to call with some kind words, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's sweet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because
then undo the top button on your Daisy Dukes and really enjoy the show today.
Always.
We'll do it for ye.
All right.
Okay.
Y'all have a nice day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sunshine.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you looking good.
An obvious reference to my groundbreaking television appearance last night.
Very good.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
New York.
What? Hello?
Yeah, John from New York here.
Hi, John.
All right, I'm just calling to thank you guys, even though I only listen to you guys on tape delay, but you guys, I mean, every once in a while there's a guy who calls up and he gives a bad joke, he has to give out his phone number. I have to tell you, I call these guys incessantly. One guy I've been calling for 3 weeks already. The other guy for like a week and a half, and you provide me pleasure and entertainment on my drive home from work, and then I listen to your show. It's perfect.
Well, then let me give you a little hint that on today's show, there's going to be another one of those guys who gave out his phone number.
Yeah, guy trying to tell a joke, so you have something to really look forward to tonight.
I appreciate it. Look, I mean, my cell phone bill is paid every month. It's no problem. I don't even mind making these calls. It's fine.
Hold on. Chuck Broyhill is here.
I was going to say, he could even be emailing somebody later on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Tonight you can not only phone people, you can email people.
Yeah, lots of fun for you on the show tonight.
Very well. I will try it out. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the call from New York.
Very well.
From WNEW land. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hi.
I know you're a fan of Superman, so I was just wondering what you thought of Unbreakable.
I have not seen Unbreakable. Is Superman a big part of Unbreakable?
Well, it's about ex-superhero, so.
No. Haven't seen it. Can't comment. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Anthony Robbins, and Chiz just needs to live with passion.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, bitch, why don't you shut the hell up? Yo, what's up, Don and Mike?
Oh, is this BN?
Yo, what's going on?
Hi, BN.
I'm on the phone, whore.
Wow, my God. Hey, I hope you're not speaking to someone you love like that, BN.
You talking to your mom?
No, it's just 40's wife, man. She tried to get fired.
BN.
Same thing.
He's so bitter.
Why
he's
so bitter?
Such a BN.
Oh, man. Hey, all right, well, then lock the door, bitch.
Oh, dear.
All right, hey, let me go smack her around. I'm going to call y'all back.
Oh,
all
don't God. Do that.
Goodbye,
oh,
BN. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I'd like to request a full facial speckling.
I know what he was going to do.
Yeah.
One last call, and then we've got a break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My brother, Don and Mike.
Hey, what a great last call.
Here he is, the man who should be hired as the new program director, production director of WJFK-FM.
We call him Tag, Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
How you guys doing?
Hi, Tom.
Roar.
Tom, how do you spell production?
P-O-R-P-O-R-N-E-R-I-N-G.
Perfect.
Cornering.
Right.
Tom, where is Alphabert? You never have Alphabert on the air anymore.
Hey, Alphabert, you ready to hear?
He's going into his room.
He's going to get it.
To get Alphabert.
Meanwhile, Alphabert is covered with dry jizz.
There's
Tom's been making love to him since you gave him to him.
There he is.
There's Alphabert.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Are you in your room?
Yeah.
How does it smell?
R-O-O-M.
No. Not how do you spell.
Very clean.
How does your room smell? Is it clean?
It's clean.
Yeah, are you an orderly person?
No.
No, can you spell strep?
What?
The word strep.
Rob. Breast?
Rob, you're on a higher level than he is.
I forget it, Rob. Right. Can you spell germ?
J-O-M.
John.
Right.
Perfect.
All right, gotta go, Tom.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don.
What?
Let's learn to count.
I don't know. He's got like the TV, radios, CDs.
Everything. Playing with the toy you gave him. Hey, Tom, roar like a monster.
Roar!
All right, bye, Tom.
Hey, it's Thursday the thing with the concert?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yes. Tom, we need you to come down and get in a manger and to be our baby Jesus on Thursday.
What time?
Call Charlie in the office.
Charlie, what time?
Call him tomorrow morning in the office.
He's very distracted.
He's playing with his toy. Okay, bye, Tom.
Wow, he's almost ready for the other toy, Master Bird.
He loves that toy you got him, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know why the guy was complaining about the jizz at AOL.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 7 months ago. You guys were talking about emails.
and you weren't serious. You said something like, you know, yeah, my email is jizzaol.com, and
right.
People must have taken it seriously.
Yeah, thanks for the explanation.
All right, my email address is jizz. My email address also scrote@aol.com. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Also nutbag@aol.com.
Roid.
Right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love it when a listener can clear everything up for us.
Thanks. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, a long-time caller. I just wanted to give you a call, let you know that I think the funniest part of this show, part that never lets me down, is when Tom Gavin gets on there and spells something, and Mike repeats it. And it's always something that can be pronounced. It's just the funniest thing that I have heard.
That's very nice of you to say.
God bless you for doing it. It is a little part of me that is a little embarrassed about the fact that makes me laugh so hard, but it's fantastic.
Well, remember, today's word is pornering.
Tom loves it.
Pornering.
Thank you.
Thank
gotta
you.
Go. See ya. Bye-bye.
Tom brings me a lot of sunshine.
Bye-bye. Chance to win $500 now. Secret sound number one, the brand new holiday secret sound.
Woohoo!
It has something to do with Christmas. Be the 100th caller. You get a shot at $500. Phone number 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Okay, Mr. Rob A., you're lovely, lovely man. Lovely, lovely man. And I do mean lovely. You have a very nice shapely butt. And a very nice physique, if you will. I've admired that for years from a distance. Okay. All right, enough. Enough, enough. They go together like rubber balls and liquor. Don and Mike.
Well, who's on 444?
Pull, pull, pull.
Huh? I'm on just getting
a trap. No. Hang up, because I got to use that line. Let's do the secret sound.
Yeah.
Hey, and then I want to try to call Wendell Hall.
All right, yeah, because Wendell's upset.
Really?
And I know you didn't want it, Wendell,
no.
To be upset.
No, Wendell is upset about my comments about how crappily this radio station is run. And he's taking it as a personal affront at him, what has nothing to do with the engineering on this station.
You know, Wendell takes his job very seriously.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, go get him, Rob.
A lot of pride.
But after the contest, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Call 100? Yeah!
Yes, that's correct. What's your name?
My name's Stan.
Stan, where are you from?
Germantown, Maryland.
All right, Stan, you've won another WCW Fun Pack.
All right, Goldberg rules!
All right, now we finally got a decent winner.
Yeah, and he's annoying the hell out of me.
You and...
I'm kidding, Stan.
You and three buddies get upfront seats, WCW Starrcade 2000, MCI Center, December 17th. Watch Goldberg, Booker T, and Diamond Dallas Page and
Diamond Dallas Page, the sex quiz. You got it, baby.
Other WCW stars rock the MCI Center. Enjoy, my friend.
Wow. It will do.
Now, are you ready to go for the big bucks?
I'm ready. I'm going. I've been thinking about it for the last 4 hours.
All right, $500 online. I love his enthusiasm.
That's when Buzz makes me laugh. With Buzz over there going, ooh,
wow, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Play the sound now. Identify it in 15 seconds. You win $500. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Wayne Newton.
Oh, no Goulet?
No, I'm already tired of it.
Wish
Wayne Newton, oh my God.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. You're already sick of it. We've only done it twice today.
I'll do Goulet again.
Thank you. Love the Goulet.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! I think you ask most people love the Goulet.
The Goulet, yes.
You know me, I'm always trying to change.
But the Goulet is identified with the secret sound.
Thank you, Don.
For $500. What is it?
A chestnut being cracked by a nutcracker.
You know, I'll say this. At least he didn't say Scotch tape.
Right. Didn't say Scotch tape. A unique guess, and not a bad guess.
Thank you, my friend. Don't forget that every guess is a clue.
A clue for you.
For you.
Have a great one, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening.
Now, here comes Wendell, who I just talked to a moment ago, and I wanted to make sure that Wendell was all right.
Yeah. Hi, Wendell. Hey, either Mike. They're both on. Take either one.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. Well, are you upset?
It's a little disappointing to be taking friendly fire about the state of things around here.
Okay, now, how was the friendly fire directed in any way
at the engineering department.
Well, aside from the comment about the signal, which is something that,
again,
that's been an issue for years.
That's out of your hands.
Yeah.
It's a fact that this station has a signal that goes to 60% of the metro area, and 40% doesn't get it. That has nothing to do with
you. Amazingly, we're still the number one biller.
All right, so what else?
No, it was just, I remember some of those football F-ups, and I personally cringe thinking about them.
But they're not your fault. You're at the stadium with me doing the goddamn show. It's not your fault.
No, not always. Sometimes I've been here. There have been some memorable F-ups, when, especially on the weekday games, when we would have you guys live for a while and then go into best of out of production two, and we'd have to feed Baltimore. I was saying to Mike, we got about four different calves sucking on our teats.
Well, all right.
We got Westwood, we feed Baltimore directly, we feed NEW directly, and oh, hey, we've got our own transmitter to feed too.
Okay, so...
And it's really been a cluster F a couple of times, and people have run into me and said, did you hear that last night? Yeah, I heard it last night. I was there for it.
He takes it personally. All right, well, listen, maybe some of the mistakes he's made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't singling you out.
No. I'm not taking it personally as an attack on me. It's just, it's kind of tough taking the friendly fire when more or less you'd like to think that we're all trying to work in the same direction.
Well, I'd always thought that of the people in the station, you're one of the guys who cares about the sound of the station.
Well, thanks.
Who will go the extra mile? I'm talking about the douchebags around here.
Thanks. Well,
hey, Wendell's the guy that's out there and supports us when he doesn't have to, and we know that, Wendell.
And I got to say this, back in the back room there, Mike did strenuously deny that this whole setup was a plot that Alan put you up to decrease the open bar bill at the Christmas party.
Not a chance. Wendell, my comments had nothing to do with the engineering staff.
I didn't take him as such. It's just that our little happy family was being shot at.
No, this is not a happy family. We have inept,
functional families.
Inept board operators here. There is no thought put into the programming structure of this station. Jesus Christ, the promos that we run are like a mental patient put them together. You know, that's got nothing to do with you and the engineering staff.
No, that's true.
You know, yeah. It doesn't, so don't take it personal.
Thank you. I can tell. I know Wendell well enough to know he feels better now. He feels better than he felt a moment ago when I didn't feel that it was finished when I left him, in the engineering room, so I wanted to get him in here.
No complaint with the engineers. The engineers... As a matter of fact, the FCC should probably come down here and check our equipment because the engineers are making the station sound a lot better than it should. They're pumping an awful lot of sound out of really crappy equipment.
We're all getting radiation right in here, right?
Don Bogert, if you're listening, turn your radio off now, please.
Well, listen, you know, the production during the Redskins games blows, and that's not you. That's the system they have set up. Sucks. It sucks.
Some of what's going on is that this radio station has done what it's done and been as successful as it's been with what we've got for so long. It's like a little station that could.
And that is the number one deal right
there.
There
you go.
Because things have gotten by and things have been successful.
We've made it work.
And the money has still been rolling in. That's true.
They always do things on the cheap, and I'm not talking about money. I'm just talking about the elbow grease that it takes to do a job right, to have a guy who actually says, you know what? All the breaks should run on time. First thing and last thing should be call letters. The promos shouldn't be esoteric, goddamn Calvin Klein ads. The promos should just be get the message across. During a Redskins game, they go to break. You shouldn't hear the behind-the-scenes sounds. You shouldn't hear it.
And that's been some timing issues that...
Well, that's unacceptable. It's not your fault, but it's unacceptable. Don't be in here apologizing for it. It's not you.
Okay.
All right, come on. It's not you, Wendell. Get out.
Thanks. You know Wendell takes it personally, and I always like to clear
the air.
Don't
take it personally.
Wendell, you're still getting some, right? Are you still getting some?
Are you still seeing Juicy Lucy?
Juicy Lucy?
It's been a little while.
Oh, dear. Okay.
All right.
That's what it is.
There you go.
You know who should take it personally? It's Jim McClure.
He doesn't. Jim McClure, let me tell you, the difference between, I talked to both guys during the break, and the difference between Wendell and Jim McClure was night and day.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. And you know what? I take Wendell's way of reacting to it, frankly, because you and I would react the same way if it was a similar situation.
Right.
And you know, Jeremy Coleman is no better. For those of you listening to us in New York, WNEW is just a rat trap of a stinking radio station. I mean, listen to that station sometime. Listen to how poorly that station's produced. Jesus Christ. Okay. Wendell, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Although I'll say this, the engineering staff at WNEW is great.
Yeah, they're terrific.
Are. Just like the engineers at JFK are great.
The engineers do a lot with what they have.
Very little.
They really do.
Right.
Jesus.
Kiss my ass. Not you, Wendell. Not you, buddy.
You're talking to somebody else.
Yeah, I'm talking to somebody else.
I went back there. I'm just doing my usual walking around. I go, hey, Wendell, how you doing? It's like, he's putting his stuff in the briefcase, you know. I was waiting for him to brandish a weapon. He wasn't as bad as he gets sometimes, but he was getting close.
Don't take it personal, Wendell. Let you know.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Jesus
one
Christ.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
And listen, Wendell, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at Jim.
There you go.
Okay? That's the easiest way. This is the lowest run major market station in America. It's the least professional radio station I've ever worked at, and I never say anything about it.
You don't rave out like this very often.
No, but really, it sucks. It friggin' sucks.
And it's fixable.
It's absolutely fixable.
It's fixable in a week.
And you know what really pisses me off? Like I don't got enough things going on. Like I don't do the show here with Mike, plan out this show every day, come in, bust my ass on this show, bust my ass on the Redskins show. A year ago, I went through these pricks. And I said, you know what? I can fix the station in my sleep. You know what they said? Go F yourself.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Right. So take it. Take your crappy programming. The only reason you got any ratings is that we're here doing this show every day from 3 till 7:30. That's the only reason. Christ. This is the only show on this station where we do call letters in and out of commercials. We do call letters before the traffic. We do call letters after the traffic. So that people know when they're listening to this station, when you and I are on,
right?
They know they're listening to WJFK.
Absolutely.
How many times have you been listening to this station, and it's not Liddy's fault?
No.
You'll just hear a commercial, and it'll go, the G. Gordon Liddy Show. I hear that, and it drives me crazy as a radio guy.
Yeah, it's an old formula that works.
I think, how come they're not mentioning what station this is?
That would be good.
Yeah, but nobody around here cares.
He's around.
Yeah, he's here. He sucks. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'll be over this by tomorrow.
Very good.
I'll be over this by the time we come back from the stop set.
Excellent.
What's your lead story?
Tonight, good money news for almost everybody.
I bet not Westwood One or Infinity, though.
Actually, yeah, they had a pretty good day.
Yeah, up
to did they really?
Oh, everybody had a pretty good day.
Okay, well, that is good news.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. And Buzz?
Yes?
I want to hear some big laughs out of you when we come back with this newscast. Because I'm going to be out of this funk about how bad this station is, this goddamn station. We're going to be rolling. Mike, that was very...
Well, that was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Staunchly opposed to pancake pity, the Don and Mike Show.
We are. Here's Buzz the News, Buzz sponsored by Best Buy. This holiday season, give the magical gifts that let people know that they can have more fun with their time. Best Buy, turn on the fun. Buzz, the lead story is Lisa has screened an awful call.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
That is bad. That is a bad call. Can't even hear it.
All right. Well, says on the screen, and I don't know why the dear girl would screen a call like that when she knows that Daddy and Daddy are in here having bad day. Her two dads are in here having a rough day.
What did she screen?
The screen was from a guy who says he enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
But didn't like it when goddamn and Jesus Christ were said.
I see.
And he had to change the station. Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Dad. well, I put him up there because, I mean, you sound like, first, a total idiot. I wanted to say the whole change the station thing, but I thought that you know, if you still needed to vent, I wanted to provide that for you guys.
He was ready.
I wanted to provide
somebody. He was ready. He was going to that call like a shark seeing meat in the water.
The funniest thing is right when I put him on hold, I don't think I had put him up on the screen yet. You went, oh, Jesus Christ. So it's like, yes.
You're right. Actually, it was the right call. I was going to go right to it.
Yes.
I said to Mike during the spot, oh, Jesus, look what Lisa's got there.
That's right. And then you went for it.
Right out of the chute.
He went away. What do you have to say to that? The call's gone, Don.
Jesus Christ.
God damn. God diddly am it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. After a long downward slide, the stock market made a bit of a comeback today. The Dow closed up 339 points. NASDAQ ended up at 274. For NASDAQ, that's more than a 10% gain, the biggest one-day percentage gain ever.
And imagine what it's going to do when Gore quits.
Right.
I ask you not.
I hope so.
You may be onto something there. Here are the three reasons, experts think, for today's turnaround. Number one, investors are pleased that the presidential mess is nearly over.
Number two, we had a great show today, so everybody was in a great mood today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody's ready to buy more stocks.
Number 2A, corporate earnings reports are looking better today, with Nokia leading the way. And
oh.
Third but not least...
Well, what's a drag?
Why?
No.
You used to have Nokia?
No. Still does. Someone made some money today.
Yes. Everybody made money today. You've got a retirement fund that invests in the stock market. This was good for you today.
How much did Nokia go up?
$6 and change.
Wow, that's good.
A share.
Yeah.
How many you got?
I don't remember.
Lots.
Write it down.
I'm going to write it down for you.
Write it down.
All right.
See, I don't do my stock investing like this.
Now, he really lives day to day.
Oh. Oh, my. 200.
No.
Oh, no.
What?
Okay. Look what you wrote
pen.
Down.
It's a bad pen.
It looks like you wrote down 200.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Loan me some money.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I don't
a long dry spell.
I don't do the stock market like that.
Right.
I mean, we got our Infinity stock,
mm-hmm.
and we got our Viacom stock.
Right.
And beyond that, I mean, it's all like in the money movers and all that other crap.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even check every day about what everything does.
It's good. It's better
than
your Viacom. That's back up.
Viacom's at 54.
Yeah, back
that's
up
good.
And change.
Back that's good.
That's true.
That's good.
Yeah, it's been a good day for people that are, you know, and most of America's into the market.
Well, a lot of people, not just wheelers and dealers. And the third...
Like Mike.
I'm not a wheeler and dealer. You know how long I've had that? I've had that for probably 2.5-3 years.
Really?
Well, absolutely.
Patience pays off.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the third and certainly not the least reason for today's improvement in the stock market, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan expressed concern today about the slowdown in the economy. That made investors optimistic that the Fed will more likely lower interest rates than raise them the next time it meets 2 weeks from today.
So is that how much money Mike made today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
wow.
great? It's a
found
great,
money.
Great
oh, that's, hold on, Mike. That's
great country, isn't it?
That's the amount
yeah.
of money you made
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
In one day.
Yeah, on that one stock.
You should sell it all today, then.
No.
Sell it all.
No, I'm one of the long-term investors.
That's how you do it.
I hate to correct Buzz, but isn't that name Greenspan?
You know what, Rob, you're right.
It is on the Liddy Show.
Alan Greenspan.
Greenspan. And by the way, it means loans will soon be available at lower interest rates, it appears. Well, anyway, it's dangerous out there. You don't want to do anything to put any of the other drivers in a road rage frame of mind, especially if the other driver is O.J. Simpson.
O.J.
Oh, no.
Miami.
O.J. Have you not heard this yet?
No, I haven't.
O.J.
A man says O.J. scratched him while grabbing the man's eyeglasses off his face. Jeff Patterson says he flicked his lights at a guy who turned out to be O.J. Simpson last night after Simpson breathed through a stop sign.
You're not going to believe this.
O.J. says he never laid a hand on the guy. He says they just had words. He says he told Jeff, "You got your bright lights on me, sitting on my heels. I've got
incredible.
I've got two kids in this car, guy. What are you doing?"
Oh, so he's doing the road rage with his kids in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, that's always good.
Simpson says that after Jeff said his piece, he told Jeff that I quote, "where he could go," end quote. Police were expected to question O.J. about this today. We have not heard from them since.
You know, this whole thing, Buzz, we got to break it. This whole thing about the flashing of lights is something that's starting to piss me off now. I'm trying to watch my road rage.
Mm-hmm.
But, for instance, today, I'm on the Beltway, and I was merging over.
Uh-huh.
And I merged over from the second lane to the third lane to the fourth lane
mm-hmm.
and cut nobody off. Did it orderly, just slid right across. As I was going from lane 3 to lane 4,
mm-hmm.
the guy in lane 3 gave me the bright lights. And it's like, I'm looking in my rearview mirror, and I'm like, why are you giving me the bright lights?
Right.
Why are you flashing the lights? And then again, twice the guy flashes because he sees me looking in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulls up next to me, and he goes like this. Then apparently he makes a move with his hand.
Sort of pointing.
Yeah, but he doesn't like that I was moving right to left.
Or cut so many lanes.
To cut across traffic.
Right. Mm.
But I was doing it, you know, a kind of parallel, and I wasn't cutting anybody off.
You know, I have a theory about this time of year, starting right after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about summertime and Labor Day, Memorial Day. I think that this time of year is the single most dangerous time of year to be on the highways because nobody is thinking. And everybody's got their own little agenda, mm-hmm. and everybody's got to get to where they're going, and everybody's a little excited,
right.
and it's nuts out there.
That's why you got to come get us in the rickshaw every day, Rob.
Absolutely, Rob. We're not driving anymore.
Hold on. Buzz, we got a break.
All right.
Jesus Christ, we're late today.
Oh,
Stephanie?
Yeah?
You want to guess the secret sound?
Yes, it's driving me crazy.
Even though you're not the right caller?
I know. I've been trying, but it's hard.
So you want to guess the sound. The only way that you can guess the sound is if you give us your phone number, and we call you back, and then if you're not correct in your guess, we give out your phone number on the radio.
I'm at work. Is that okay?
No, it has to be a home number.
We like home numbers, and we can't verify it.
Where are you calling from? What city?
Sacramento.
Okay, call tomorrow.
Well, wait, how about this? I'll be leaving for work after I'm done. Like, you guys want to call me in like 15 minutes by the time I get home?
In 15 minutes?
Yeah, we'll call you. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
See you.
No, sit tight. Say we didn't get her number.
Oh, what a shame. Buzz, hold on, please.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
This is probably the greatest honor that I've ever had in my life.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Two DJs who love DJs. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hold on, but I got another guy about the secret sound. It's the first day with the secret sound.
Well, people love the secret sound, Don,
and already people are sure that they know what it is. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Speak to us. Is Darren? No, not Darren. Darren?
Yeah, hello.
Is the guy in Reno?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you, but can you hear me now?
Yeah. Are you sure you know the sound?
Well, I got a pretty good guess, I think.
Sure enough to put your phone number on the line?
Yeah, I'm prepared to do that.
Hold on, please. All right, Bubbo, get that guy's phone number.
Very good.
You know, it normally happens when we get closer to giving out clues and stuff. Right.
And then, you know, you back off of this phone number thing, and we have to get people to come in here and, like, risk their whole head of hair.
Yes, yes. It starts with the phone numbers, right. And then it goes to the head, and
happy holidays.
Right. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, as part of a deal with prosecutors, Monica Lewinsky still has to do pretty much what they tell her. And they're telling her to appear once again before investigators for the independent counsel. You haven't heard much about it, but a federal grand jury's been meeting twice a week since July to consider charging the soon-to-be ex-president with
obstruction. Twice a week since July?
Twice a week since July to consider charging Clinton with obstruction of justice.
Clinton.
Clinton? The independent counsel's office says if he's going to be hit with criminal charges, it'll be happening very soon after Clinton leaves office.
Oh, my God.
Clinton. All right, hold on, Buzz.
Yeah, hold on. Nine. That's an invalid number, Will Robinson.
Uh-huh.
I'll try it. One more time. Well,
we're going to go through on that line.
Guy's name is Darren, calling from Nevada.
We're sorry. I've reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Aha! I gotcha.
Doctor.
Okay.
Lewinsky says she'll appear as she's been told, but she says she'll do so reluctantly and that she's eager for all this to end. That could be good news for Clinton, since what the prosecutors do reportedly will hinge greatly on what Monica says.
Clinton.
George W. Bush is talking like a guy who's ready to move into the White House.
Ready to move in.
Al Gore, meanwhile, says he's feeling nothing but optimistic.
I'm feeling nothing but optimistic.
Day after tomorrow, the Florida Supreme Court will ponder what may be Gore's salvation or his last hurrah.
That's been ponderous, man.
Yeah, I'll ponder this. I'm a president. Ponder this while I got my hand on.
What, your penis?
Yeah, right here. And Trent Lott with his cowboy hat with a feather.
George
Bag.
George W., meanwhile, spent the day getting his first national security briefing. He's also been working on putting together a cabinet.
Buzz?
Yes.
This would be an excellent time for more commercials.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, right. Sorry. I mean, because, you know,
all the stuff before about how this place sucks.
Yeah, that's right. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, George W.
You hang in there right now. Yeah, I swear to God, it's going to be over soon.
Oh, I know it. It's going to be over in the next 20 minutes.
Very good, Don.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Stacey, I'd like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? You know who you are. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name, because we don't know their names.
I'm going to call you Alan, your pussy. Steve, pussy. Goldstein, Johnson, pussy.
Pat?
Ivan, pussy. Pat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggots, you pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgie?
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
Dogs love cheese.
Yeah.
And people love the Don and Mike Show.
And I love Stacey Bridges.
So do I.
Aw, damn, that's a great tape. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Jimmy Carter was running and fell down. That's why he had rotator cuff surgery last Friday in Atlanta. The former president hurt his shoulder when he fell while jogging along a beach in San Diego last week.
Oh, my shoulder hurts.
Doctors say the 76-year-old will need a few weeks of physical therapy, but that they expect a full recovery.
I'm in an excruciating amount of agony.
Former President Bush, meanwhile, had his hip replacement surgery today. Doctors say it went off without a hitch.
Wish him well.
Want to know what the next 4 years will be like? We're getting a preview today in Washington, where for the first time in a long time, there's a 50-50 split in the Senate. Same number of Democrats as Republicans. Up till today, Republicans ruled the roost, and they'd gotten pretty comfortable with that. Sure, there's talk of cooperation, but all the signs point to trouble. The Senate's Democratic leader's demanding there be power sharing. He wants Democrats to control the committees and the leaderships half the time, or at least have co-chairmen running things. But Republicans say two people cannot drive the same car at the same time, not easily anyway. They insist that they're still in control. Get your first aid kit ready.
That was a metaphor, right? Because people can drive the same car at the same time if you have one of them student driver cars.
Right on.
That has two steering wheels.
Right.
Yeah, and I bet they got some bad drivers in the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Sure they do.
Buying
say, who's that old dude who might be president if the one guy decides?
Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, isn't he seriously like 100 freaking years old or something like that?
I think he turned 97 this week.
97, mm-hmm. And I think he won his last term a couple of years ago.
Like he oftentimes runs unopposed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Very
yep,
popular.
True.
Very, very popular. And one of those senators that talk like where's my son Jimmy McClure?
Buying something nice for our significant others is not at the top of a holiday priority list.
Here it is, Strom Thurmond. Turned 98 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. 98. And that guy's like one step away from being the president, right? If the Bush and Gore thing goes to...
Yeah, I heard that sometime.
Goes to Congress or something like that?
Down or
under a certain
like
scenario, it could happen, I guess.
Right.
A new survey says men spend more time looking for presents for their bosses than for their wives. But the survey also says...
Not here.
Women spend more time shopping for their pets than their husbands. A shopper's website says picking a gift for the boss was the second hardest thing for people next to buying for their mothers-in-law. And the survey says men spend an average of 3 hours looking for something that will find them favor with the boss, but only 45 minutes looking for a gift for their wives. Women apparently have an easier time shopping for their bosses, but they spend an hour and a half shopping for their pets, 15 minutes more time than they spend gift shopping for their husbands.
But their time is good time, if they have a time.
Our time. Well, thank you for your time. Time for a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I love you guys.
Thanks.
I mean, I can't believe I got through. I've been trying. I know I sound so corny, right?
No, and we like getting your love.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Seattle.
Beautiful.
And I listen to you guys every day. In fact, I've heard everybody on at work. All they do is, I mean, now I got everyone in the cars listening to you guys. And when I got through, I was so shocked. I didn't know what to do. And they asked me what I wanted to talk about. I'm like, going, well, duh, I'll think of something.
Well, that's
so
nice.
So what
that's
I want
nice.
To do is, what do you want for Christmas? Can we got to send you guys something for Christmas.
Seattle?
Yeah.
I'd like some salmon.
that's easy to get. There's fish everywhere here.
Very good.
Just open up the window, stick your nose up there, go.
Yeah.
You get fish.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
You know what else you can have?
What?
You know what? There's sheep up here, and if we send you a sheep...
That's what I would like. Send me a sheep, please.
A Yule log.
You know, a Yule log for Rob. So, and Buzz, what would you like?
Well, I was going to say salmon also.
Two smoked salmon, a sheep for Don, and a Yule log for Rob.
What about a pod of orcas?
What?
A what?
A pod of orcas.
A pod of killer whales?
Yeah, well, orcas, killer whales, yeah.
Send that for Charles Boyhill.
We'd like that. Thank you.
I love him, too. Yeah. You guys rule.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're ready to go. Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
So a couple of days from now, there's a really big crate outside
from Seattle. We only took the call because we've been on in Seattle like 6 months, and we never get Dick from Seattle. So it
finally
said on the screen, someone from Seattle's calling.
We had a little Dick there.
Yeah,
he loved it.
We sure did.
Is CBS planning on putting Bob Barker out to pasture?
No.
His contract is the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
I just want to say that is the most preposterous rumor I've ever heard, Buzz.
Well,
they're not going to get rid of Bob Barker.
Well, you know what? I heard it might be true.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Is she right?
No.
Contract's good for 2 more years. If the 77-year-old makes it that far, it would mark his 30th year as host of The Price is Right.
Bitch.
The company that produces the show, however, is making big changes in the series. The director's been canned. The models Janice and Kathleen are being replaced after December 15th.
As God as my witness, I will paint my balls blue if that happens.
The producers here are trying to appeal to a younger audience and to save money.
F the kids.
55-year-old Janice Pennington's been with the show for 28 years.
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go.
And the thought is they're going to replace Bob Barker with Richard Hatch.
The naked homo from Survivor.
It's all in Hollywood nowadays. It's all about gay.
That's true.
All about being gay. Pennington's reportedly making Janice making nearly $300,000 a year for pointing at appliances.
Fez is also a choice to be the new host.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Fez, I'm sorry you're not taking Bob's job.
Here's
the list, okay?
Right.
The list is Richard Hatch, Fez, and Jim Nance.
Wow.
Those are the three choices to replace Bob Barker.
They're not going to storm the temple with me there.
As they move in a more gay direction.
Bob Barker's making $2 million a year.
Paltry sum.
As I said, the producer's now looking to make some money and to make the show younger.
Paltry sum for America's Most Beloved
TV show. If it's any indication, the same company's also producing a new version of Pyramid, but with Donny Osmond as host instead of the 71-year-old Dick Clark.
The Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Ah, we're loyal to Bob Barker.
I love Donny Osmond.
One more buzz. A commuter railroad in Tokyo says it's going to start providing train cars for women only.
Hello, this guy's for ladies only.
That's because Japanese men have a strong tendency toward groping women on those trains on their ways home from work. The company gets about a complaint a day, every day of the year, but it says it's sure that a lot of cases go unreported.
These men are grabbing my breasts all over the place.
We'll send you some new breasts from Japan. The railroad says the problem's especially bad on late evening trains, especially this time of year with all the year-end parties. Back in this country, Homo Joe's hoping for a men-only train.
Thank you, Bob.
You bet.
Time now for a call 100. Prize package selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Masatoshi Ono.
Be the 100th caller now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
And hey, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hey.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Karl Malone of the Utah Jazz has a chance to move into second place on the NBA's career scoring list this evening.
Malone goes into tonight's game against the Toronto Raptors, needing 8 points to pass Wilt Chamberlain's total of 31,419 career points.
And finally, Brian Long says he's willing to compromise if it'll keep down the complaints about his racy reindeer display.
Brian says if it'll help, he'll just put them out on the lawn on the weekends. These white wooden cutouts depict a pair of reindeer humping, one mounting the other.
Some people giggle like that. Some people call the police and complain. The complainers are school bus drivers.
Oh, please.
Oh, my.
Brian says he's not breaking any law, but he says if it'll bring peace to his town, he'll move him into the garage during the week. Quoting Brian, I never thought a couple of pieces of plywood would generate all this excitement. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No.
All right, that's it.
Yeah. Gotta go back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Tomorrow, Chuck Stossel, Jail Mail.
Yeah.
Also, tomorrow, postponed from today, the NFL head coach who just got fired.
Yeah.
Coming on the show tomorrow.
Very good.
Tell us about his new career plans as opposed to today.
Today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Question or a statement?
Question.
I'm caller 100.
Question. Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Don and Mike.
Caller 100.
Question again.
The question.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm caller 100.
That's it.
There you go.
Right. Hi. What's your name, my friend?
I'm Steven.
Hi, Steven. Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
Steven, thank you for listening. Steven, you've won the lobster gram delivery.
All right.
Two live Maine lobsters, courtesy of Lobster Gram. Check out www.livelob.com.
That's a great, great, great gift.
Yeah. A complete description of Lobster Gram delivery is available. They make great gourmet gifts for anyone. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
6 months in Seattle, not one telephone call. Last 20 minutes, two telephone calls.
Fantastic.
Go figure. That's it. We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Oh, don't forget Dennis Murphy's big outdoor Christmas concert. You'll hear it live Thursday.
Thursday with
Tom Gavin as the baby Jesus. And Homo Joe, Mr. 40, and Cheryl the Big Dyke as the wise men.
Yay.
That's it. We got to go. Rob, are you ready?
You are going to Japan.
Rob, please.
Is it three?
Throw your hat in the air. Do you have a hat?
Oh, I forgot a hat.
Get a hat, Rob.
Thank you. Santa Claus.
Throw your Santa Claus hat in the air. Please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might make it out.
It's
just falling apart the last 5 minutes. We will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Saturday, Shane saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.